radio station.
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Excuse me.
Digi.
So big, it was terrible.
Peter.
The Pope said condoms are cool.
Charlie.
Millions of abortions all the time.
And Jeffrey.
My last bobble was a foot long.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Monday, September 9th, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here. She's walking into the studio.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. We'll get to your emails here in just a moment. But you can always give us a call. You can text us at that number, 866-967-6837. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, 866-967-6837. How are you feeling today, Dieter?
Dehydrated.
Oh, yeah?
I need as much water as soon as possible. Oh, man.
Tailgating yesterday. And Doogie, how are you feeling?
I'm good.
Yeah, you good? Probably, I don't think she drank anything. She drank anything?
I didn't. Did you
see her?
Never.
Not even with one beer?
No.
She didn't even drink one beer.
I did.
How many?
What?
How many?
I did not that much, but no, yeah.
No, you were driving, so I got it.
Would you have one beer?
Maybe like a half a beer.
Half a beer? My lord.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's fun.
Dieter, how many do you think you had?
Enough to kill a small elephant.
Yeah, I think...
Oh, my God. I got home, I slept, woke up, puked, went back to bed.
Did you really?
Yeah. I mean, I just could not function once I got home.
Yeah, I just stayed in bed, too, once I got home.
It was so bad.
Charlie, what about you? How are you feeling
rough.
This morning?
Rough. Yeah, I went home early, too, at like 1, and then I went to sleep.
People were asking where you were.
Well, it was time to go home. I knew my limit. I said, this is no good.
You're
going to
get arrested.
This is going to be a problem. Right. I have to go home. All my friends are like, we're going to a bar. Let's go. And I said, you guys go on without me. I cannot do that right now.
You'll be arrested?
Risk. Yes, it's going to be arrested or a fight or something.
He was making that point all week, too. He's like, if you see me out after 1 p.m., he's like, just send me home.
Just, you got to call me an Uber. Out. You have to call me an Uber, because that's what happens with me with tailgating. Like, you start drinking at 8 a.m., and usually, like, I leave when a bar kicks me out. Like, a bar says, hey, it's 2:30 in the morning, go home. Mm-hmm. At this, there's no limit. You have to set your own limit.
Yeah, the...
How about Snitz? I saw him just standing there smiling the whole time. He had the happy smiles.
Edibles. That's what it was.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Sure. Oh yes.
No, it was White Claws the whole day.
Uh-huh.
So I was there at 7 or whatever, pretty early, and started drinking the White Claws that you had in your fridge, and then I drank all of Charlie's White Claws.
Oh,
my last one.
Sorry about that.
And
then I stumbled onto the to get home. I thought I was going to take the Uber, but there's so many people. It's like there's no empty spot to get picked up. It's like, well, I walk right by the Rapid, which is the train here. I go, you know what? I'm just going to take the Rapid home. And I stumbled onto there, took the Rapid to my house.
Got mugged.
No, it's fine. There's a lot of drunk people under there.
The other thing I didn't realize is it was overcast here yesterday, so I didn't really think about the sun. I got home, I got into bed, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm on fire. I'm so hot. The back of my neck is so sunburnt.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't even think of that. I know this is going to sound crazy. I put the air conditioning on, and I put the air conditioning on to 73 degrees,
jeez,
which for me is freezing cold because I was so sunburnt.
73 sounds hot.
Who would have thought about that? I mean,
you never do. When the clouds
are
out, no.
Did you get sunburnt at all, Dieter?
No.
Me neither.
I got a little sun. I got a little tan. I mean,
were you guys under that tent? See, I was just standing outside.
I got a nice glow to me.
I wasn't in the tent. How'd Jeffrey do?
Oh, I was worried about him.
Worried about him, too.
We were at a bar probably at like 4 o'clock, and I'm like, I have to go right now, and I'm like, I hope he gets home.
Yeah. Wait, left
him.
Yeah, I seriously was at the point where it was like, okay, I'm getting dizzy. I'm like, I just got to go. And he was with females, so I thought he was okay.
Oh, okay.
But I love this one female. She came into the bar, and the bouncer's like, you guys could come in, but she's already cut off. He already knew. The girl with Jeffrey, you're cut off already.
If you're hanging on the arm of LaRocque, you should stop drinking.
You're cut off. But she still got in.
Just to let you know, I did get home, okay? But the funniest thing that happened to me, so I went to close to the area where I got hit by the car. I was waiting for the bus.
Oh, God.
I was on the westbound, but I was on the westbound side of the street.
Where he got hit by the bus downtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was kind of like across from the state office building.
Right.
And so I see the bus coming, and the marquee was kind of hard to read, but it was the bus I needed to catch. Bus never stopped. What? I was like, that dumb some bitch pile of monkey nuts didn't stop, you know? I was like, I was ready to just curse everything, every word in the book that I could think of, but decided not to. I just said, okay.
Do you think he saw Jeffrey and he's like, I'm not stopping for this guy?
Yeah, he's probably banned from riding the bus because he stepped off a bus and got hit by a car on his way to his book signing. So, and he just went across ran across the street without looking. Do not walk sign. The cars have a green light, and he just runs out into traffic like a 4-year-old.
Right.
All right. This dumb sumbitch, Mike, pile of monkeys.
Pile of monkeys.
No, fine. Yeah. So what I do was I had to walk over to Tower City, catch the rapid to 98th and Detroit, catch the bus there to get the bus into my neighborhood.
Yeah,
nobody can give you a ride home?
No.
You know what's the cool part? Who's supposed to give him a ride in? Mead, right, Dougie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Jeffrey, it's decided I'm going to pick Jeffrey up. I get to his house, start texting him, where are you, where are you? And then he finally says, oh, I'm already downtown. So
because I didn't want to be late.
But why not tell me you were going to just leave so I didn't waste my time driving to your house? You do understand that was a waste of my time.
He was trying to be nice.
I was trying to give you a ride. You could have just said before, like, hey, I'm just going to leave without you, and I've been totally cool. That would have been 100% fine. Instead, I had to go, 10 minutes out of my way, park in front of your house and wait, and then just no information at all, just waiting for you.
So, like I said, Charlie, I'm sorry about that, but I was afraid I was going to be late. And I know that if I'm late to one of our show events, I know Digi's going to yell at me. So I didn't want to have to take unfortunately, I'm sorry. Like I said, Charlie.
I ended up being late because I was sitting outside your house waiting for you. You understand that?
Okay, well, Charlie, next
time. Why not just say, like, hey, I don't need the ride anymore? How did you get
that? I'll remember to say that next time that happens.
No, there's not going to be more rides. The rides are done now. The rides are done.
Okay.
Well, how did you get there?
Took an Uber.
Oh, more money wasted.
You took an Uber?
We told him not to do that to save his money.
You do that and spend that money?
Because the night before, I texted Charlie, hey, what time are you going to pick me up?
And I said between 7:30 and 7:45.
Perfect.
And you said, okay. So then I got there between 7:30 and 7:45 to pick you up. And then you were like, I'm already downtown. So what time did you leave?
I left 7:15.
Damn. And how much money did it cost you?
Only $11.
Ubers were costing...
No, at somebody the time told I left, me to my, leave? Uber, my Uber was $11.83.
Okay. Well, somebody told me to leave later at the night. It was $100 to get out of the... It was $100 to leave downtown.
Well, I just don't understand why you would spend that $12 when you had a ride.
Right, ready to in your house.
That's $12 you could have given...
Maybe I was so excited getting downtown and tailgating with you guys, probably forgot...
I forgot Charlie.
That's $12 you could have given Dieter for your Oktoberfest fund.
Well, I have to. Well, I get my fence paycheck on Wednesday, so on Friday I got some more money I can put in when I get that. Okay,
can't wait.
All right. Let's see. Paul writes, I'm in my bank cashing my paycheck, and I see this, and I start laughing out loud. The bank girls must have thought I was nutty. It's a sign. It says, treat your password like your toothbrush, don't share it with others, and change it often.
Oh, is that a bucket of toothbrushes, too?
It's a bucket of toothbrushes, and it says, don't share it with others and change it often, which is, this guy points out, this is the Jeffries Family Toothbrush Etiquette poster that they need to follow. That's not what happens in the LaRocque household. They all have a pile of toothbrushes.
It's a free-for-all.
And they just grab whatever one.
That's disgusting. Aren't some just sitting on the dinner table, too? Just like a dry toothbrush, you pick it up and just...
Travis says, emotional support dolls. This is a thing. He sends a picture of something.
I didn't know this, to be honest with you. It looks like
this is a reborn doll, whatever this is. Anatomically correct male reborn doll. Full vinyl torso, painted hair, magnetic pacifier. You can buy the kit by itself and for $100. What do you or you can put it together for $225.
What do you do with that?
I guess this is a some sort of I don't know. That's an emotional support doll or some sort of pedophile toy.
Exactly.
I mean, it's basically a naked baby. It looks just like a newborn naked baby. Okay. Michael says, I wasted my first tweet ever. He's never tweeted before. I wasted my first tweet ever to tell Charlie that the state of Ohio is the number one White Claw drinking state. He ignored my tweet and posted it himself.
Ah,
he's a dick.
40 people sent me that tweet.
Nice.
So, no, and apparently Ohio, number one in White Claw. And there's a White Claw shortage going on nationwide. Ever since I started endorsing them.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, thanks, happening. Charlie.
You're welcome.
That also somehow, doesn't that just sort of make you think that that's a White Claw concocted press story?
But what do they get out of it?
Because if there's a shortage nationwide, it makes people think I've got to try it.
I got to try right now.
Now, I actually saw a bunch of people drinking that. There's no shortage where you can't go out to the store and buy it.
I mean, there's still some at the stores, but it's going to run out soon. So better run out and get it now.
Right.
Yeah, the bars had small cans and bigger cans, which I've never seen before. Do you know that, Charlie? That big cans?
Yeah, I just saw one for the first time.
Okay.
Mike writes, check out this link, Dieter. I'm guessing that Dougie, I don't know if she forwarded this link. Check out this link, Dieter. They actually make a poop knife. Here it is. Poop knife. It's a real thing. And this is some sort of plastic knife. A large plastic knife that's about a foot or 9.8 inches long. And you can chop up your turds with this.
My friend invented this.
Remember, well, this is a real thing.
I know. He lost out on it. He has a metal yardstick he keeps next to his toilet. This is a big guy. When he takes a dump, he can't get the flush. He takes this yardstick and just chops it up. Chops up all his turds, and then he's able to flush it. And then he puts the yardstick back into the, he has a plastic bag.
Well, what do you do with the poop knife after you chop up your poop? Is there like some sort of knife block that you put it into that sanitizes it as well?
Good question. Or is it on a rope and you hang it on a nail behind your toilet? So it's just hanging there?
I don't know. Corey writes, on Friday's show, Jeffrey was saying how he tries to have lunch dates with his wife every Monday and Friday. Isn't one of his favorite sayings, I'm not rich, I've got bills to pay? When you don't have expendable income, isn't eating out the first thing they tell you to stop doing? I'm curious, how much is he spending when he goes out to eat? I know he's going to tell you I work two jobs, but when he doesn't even work 40 hours a week, can he really say he works two jobs? Yeah, he works about 0.75 jobs, I guess, because he doesn't work a full 40-hour week.
Probably, what, 25 hours a week? Would you say 20 hours a week, Jeffrey?
I would say close to 30.
Okay.
But if you combine both jobs, and besides, and if I do,
so have like I said, 0.75
yeah,
jobs.
Yeah, I would.
Three quarters of a job. So stop saying you work two jobs. Say I work three quarters of a job.
That's no, good. I work two jobs, Rover.
No, you work three quarters of a job.
I have two places of employment, so that means I have two jobs. So don't even try to get me into that debate.
But what about this? Okay.
Total, it's three quarters of the amount of hours that people work at a full-time job.
Well, I don't care how you slice it hour-wise. If I have two places of employment, I have two jobs, no matter what amount of hours I work, okay? And if I do have a little bit left, yeah, then we'll go on a lunch date. Not like we do it all the time.
Do you do it every week, though?
Not every week.
Bull
we
crap.
Haven't really, really haven't had any since the end of the current last school year. Because we're always busy with the kids.
Well, that's a total lie.
That's not true. Yeah. You just did it on Friday, didn't you?
We didn't do it on Friday. It was the plan, but we decided
$50.
Not.
We've had whole discussions. This is the biggest lie he's told. It's just in the past week or two, we've had discussions about you and your wife going out to eat.
Diner 2 hours away.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys.
I'm saying it's me and her by ourselves while the kids are in school. A lot of times, sometimes we take the whole family with us.
Yeah. So you take the whole family out to eat instead of just the two of you. You take the whole family out to eat. That costs even more. But okay. Denise writes, Rover, your low energy may be seasonal depression. It just hit me this week. Could be. I always have a hard time in the winter, and. My life is so much better in the summertime when I leave for work and it's light out. Like, it's dark now when I leave for work. I feel so much better when I leave for work and it's light out. Feel so much better when it stays light until 9 p.m. I really hate, and then when the time change happens and it starts getting dark at 4 p.m., it's miserable for me. I don't know if that's what it is, but... I have had low, and I don't think that my energy problem is going to turn around today. I got home. I fell asleep yesterday after tailgating. And then I woke up. I could not go back to sleep, so I was up. I finally went to sleep at about 2 o'clock this morning. I didn't get out of bed.
Oh, you
just
lay there?
In bed and watched TV. I watched a little bit of that Patriots game, which was a blowout, so I... Turn that off. I'm assuming the Steelers didn't have a miraculous comeback in the fourth quarter. I turned it off at the end of the third quarter.
No, I started getting hiccups at 12 o'clock, and I didn't get rid of my hiccups until 11 o'clock. I had 11 hours of hiccups.
So at noon you got the hiccups, and 11 p.m. is when they...
It was
were
that
you
bad.
Worried that you might end up... like one of these stories we've had where someone gets the hiccups and they have it for years?
I go, I'm going to be on the news. I'm going to be the radio guy that has hiccups. He still does his job and has hiccups during the show. I was so nervous. I tried every trick in the book. Fans would come up to me, do this, do that. I went home. Nothing would work. I tried laying down. I was just laying down and still hiccuping.
Even after you puke? During your puking, you had the hiccups?
Well, when I finally woke up then, they were slowing down. And then I puked and then they stopped.
Okay, good. So
I don't know if that was the trick.
Yeah.
Was just to get everything out. It was very annoying.
Were you worried that once you puked, you were going to rupture your esophagus again?
Like, I think I know why that. I think because I was standing up puking on Rover's boat, and I always have to always make sure I'm kneeling when I puke.
That's the ticket, huh?
And now, don't drink a boatload of liquor on your boat.
But, I believe that the doctors told you don't ever drink alcohol again.
Correct.
Because Dieter puked so violently on my boat. That he tore his esophagus.
In two spots.
And was bleeding profusely. And they told you, don't ever drink alcohol again.
Ever.
It could kill you.
Today is the day you stop. I go, okay. I got it.
And that was years ago. You stopped for maybe 5 days.
Yeah.
After that.
Right.
Are you ever nervous about that? Like, how many times do you think you've puked since then?
Can't count.
Are you nervous every time you puke because of tearing your esophagus?
I know what to look for now. When I puked on your boat and I missed the toilet and went all over your dresser and everything on your floor, it was purple.
Mm-hmm.
So I know now. If I see purple, that means that it's bleeding already mixing with the puke.
Mm-hmm.
So I just look for purple.
And you go right to the hospital.
Correct. Yesterday when I puked, it was all orange. It was yellow corn. maybe some green. So I knew I was okay.
And you believe that you stood up puking off the back of my boat.
I remember, you know why? The bosses were on your boat, and you guys were actually inside the boat, and you had a little patio you can stand on.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on the patio. I go, okay, I know I'm going to be sick. And I was trying not to let the bosses see me puke, so I put my arm up, and there was a garbage can there. And when they weren't looking, I would just puke into the trash can, standing up,
uh-huh.
hoping they would never see me. And I don't think they did. So when you're standing up and you're puking, it's like really hard on your esophagus. It's really forcing up the puke. That's why I was tearing it.
So always getting on your knees is helping.
Yes. It just comes out so much easier.
And it comes naturally for you, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby writes, you were talking about the Columbus weatherman busted for child pornography on Friday, September 6th. In talking about if his coworkers noticed signs, Rover tried explaining that a red flag would be, quote, if anyone offers to babysit your kids, because no one likes to babysit kids. No one. Rover cites examples of creepy things that someone would say. Then he concluded his point by saying, no one should like your kids as much as you do. Your kids are annoying to everyone else besides you. I'm telling every parent out there, you love your kids. The rest of us, you think your kid is annoying. So, yes, Gia, that's Doogie's kid, looks like Rover, and he isn't annoyed by her. I'm becoming a birther. That's the people who believe that I fathered Doogie's child. I like the people who think that Gia looks just like me. She looks nothing like me.
I think it's a chin.
Yeah, you guys have nose down. It's the same face.
Okay.
And that's why you grew the beard.
Oh, it's covered. Okay.
Butt chin.
Doogie, what do you have coming up in the shizzy, in the news?
The Hurricane Dorian, it is moved on,
yeah.
But now we have more issues with the aftermath in the Bahamas. I'll give you the latest death toll coming up next.
All right. Can't wait for that. That yes. sounds like an uplifting story. It we'll is. Be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
If you like Rover's Morning Glory, raise your hand. If not, then raise your standards. Now back to the show.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
In Alabama, one of their schools removes bathroom stall doors. I'll tell you why they did it coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Lee in Midland, Texas, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Rover. Yeah. Yo, Midland, Odessa, Texas loves you, buddy.
Well, thank you, Lee. I appreciate that.
Hey, Doogie, you're so beautiful. Just had to get that out there.
Thank you.
Hey, Rover, I'm looking for, first off, a mood check from Jeffrey LaRoche.
Okay. Jeffrey?
Is he here
today?
How
you doing, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, are you there? Can you give him a mood check? What's your mood today?
A mood check is a little bit saddened. The Browns got clobbered 43-13 by the Titans yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, I'm still standing.
All right,
Rover. One more question. Doogie, sweetheart, how's that dry spell check going?
Dry spell check on Doogie. Broken after Doogie loves tailgating. This is apparently, she seemed very excited for this. Maybe it's because one time, like 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, she was making out with some guy. This guy.
This
is her hookup zone.
She lets loose.
Yes.
Yeah. Half a
beer. Doogie, dry spell intact or broken?
Intact, my friend.
Intact. Well, we often joke that, or not even a joke, observe that wherever Rolling Glory 1, our mobile tour bus studio, goes, wherever city, whatever location, oftentimes a disaster follows. And it certainly turned out to be true at tailgating yesterday, where we had Rolling Glory 1. And then, as Jeffrey stated, the Browns got blown out.
What happened?
Oh, my. What happened? At tailgating, everyone was saying that we're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Do you still think that?
Yeah.
Dieter, didn't you say that was a for sure win?
Remember, I go a guaranteed win, and yeah. Rover goes, oh, really? And I go, well, hold on a second. I walk back, and I said, I'm hoping that they win, and I'm glad I walked that back.
Are the Titans good?
No. That's okay. The thing. The Titans aren't good.
Really?
I mean, you don't know. I mean, I'm just saying.
Could be any given Sunday, you know?
Exactly. So maybe they're better. They're better than we thought. Mm-hmm. You want to crown them? Crown their ass.
Uh-huh.
They are who they thought they were.
Uh-huh.
What they need to now do is today, they need to analyze what didn't work for them. The other thing was, is they had 18 penalties throughout that game for 107 yards.
No, 100, it wasn't 107.
How do you get seven?
No, like, I was reading the newspaper article this morning. They had 18 penalties in that game, yeah, probably 10 in the first half alone.
Probably
the total
10.
Yardage was 107 yards.
No, it was more than that.
Well, you can't do that.
Sure you can.
No, I'm saying you can't do those penalties.
Oh.
As a team, you can't freaking do that and expect to win.
And Freddie Kitchens says they were like they were just undisciplined. I mean, they just didn't have the discipline to go out there whip some ass.
Well, yeah, one of the players wearing a $250,000 watch on the field.
Did you see that?
No, who is that? OBJ?
Yes.
Oh God.
Odell Beckham Jr. is wearing a $250,000 watch while he plays. I'm not talking about on the sideline.
Right.
This is while he plays.
I've never seen a guy wear a watch on the field, actually, that I can remember. He's wearing it during the game. I mean, if I was a guy, a defender, I would just grab at that to tackle him and bring him down.
So it's probably a bad look, I'm guessing.
Wait, do you have that watch, Snitz? It's in Trello.
You know, maybe you do that after you've won 10 games.
Right.
10 out of 10 out of 12 games or something. If you're 10-2, maybe you wear the watch.
Why does it
matter?
And
then you go, it's our time to be in the Super Bowl. Maybe that's your gimmick. I don't know about right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Game one. When you get destroyed.
Is it an Apple Watch? Like maybe he didn't want to take his Apple Watch off?
It's for $250,000, Apple Watch?
Yeah, it's a $250,000 Apple Watch. You're right.
This says 182 yards in penalties.
Yeah.
So Rover was closer. Jeffrey, you said 107 yards?
Okay. Yeah, so I was off by 72 yards.
That's
yes. Yes, exactly. 72.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is a nice watch, though. I'd probably wear that all the time, too.
It looks like
a football. For $200,000?
$350, Rover.
No.
Yes. Well, I've seen various prices.
Yeah, this one says $425.
What?
Yeah, people, I
McLaren?
Don't know what
the... Like the car company? That's what it says. McLaren... Is it the same company?
No, I don't think so. No, it's some... Richard Mille, whatever the hell that is. Never even heard of that watch, but I guess they're super expensive.
Wow.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Four crew members were missing after a cargo ship overturned and went up in flames early yesterday morning near Georgia. That's according to the Coast Guard. The ship was carrying a total of 23 crew members and one pilot, but all but four were able to escape the 656-foot vessel before it overturned.
Well, it kept tilting and tilting and tilting. Why didn't they get off? What happened?
I don't know.
I mean, it took like 12 or 14 hours for that thing to flip over.
There's a picture that Anthony might have of these two women on the beach.
Yeah.
On their phone.
It's like Jeffrey at the Grand Canyon. Look at this. In the background, there's a giant cargo ship flipped over on its side in the ocean. And these two women are just staring at their phone as that is just like Jeffrey.
Yep.
At the Grand Canyon. There he is at the Grand Canyon, just ignoring the beautiful sights, and he is staring at his phone, tweeting, a porn star.
Yeah, happy birthday.
The death toll from Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas has risen to 44, but that number is, again, expected to rise. They said that we're not worried about counting the dead bodies. We're worried about the people that are alive trying to get supplies and places to go to live. Yeah. Because everything for this Abaco Island, everything's wiped out. So they were transporting people to NASA. There were people on a ship. They don't know what to do with all of these people. And I was
in NASA, the office. By the way, not NASA. NASA is the space agency. NASA is in the Bahamas.
I was in the office with Dieter on Friday, and there were people, the politicians, that were saying, we've got to help these Bahamians who have no home. We've got to get them to the United States, because what are we going to do? And I even was screaming. I'm like, I suggested that, and everyone said I was crazy because they're not U.S. citizens. Mm-hmm. What do we do?
I don't know.
We can't let them in because, I mean, they have nowhere to go.
They are right off the coast of the United States, but I don't think in this political climate we're going to be bringing too many of them over here.
An Alabama high school has come up with an interesting way to stop students from vaping on campus, and they took the doors off the bathroom stalls. I think this is a little excessive, if you ask me.
Crazy. Don't we do this?
I did it in my high school.
Yeah.
I think that that is crazy.
It's insane.
And I think that that is... it should be illegal, really.
Yes. You don't have a proper place to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Where I went, the principal would stare at you while you're taking a dump. He would stare you right in the eyes. Because not only do we not have doors, we didn't really have walls. The walls only went up to your waist. So you'd sit there and your head was just popping out. Yeah. And just like, it was like in prison.
That's criminal. I mean, these are kids who can't poop in school because they won't put doors on the stalls.
Nobody I knew actually outrageous. Really ever took a dump unless it was a major emergency. Yeah. And then while you're doing it, like, the principal's
staring at you. You have no privacy whatsoever.
Well, the administrators at this particular high school, they said that the kids are sneaking into the laboratories to vape. And the principal here said that he recently found a male student passed out in the boys' bathroom after vaping too much. So as a result, he decided to take off some of the stall doors in the bathroom to stop people from secretly
vaping weed, maybe?
Maybe, but not regular vaping.
Just passed out?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. In Georgia, there was an alligator weighing 700 pounds, measured 14 feet long, and it was actually caught. Took a team of 5 people, including 3 pro hunters.
Let's just say it wasn't caught. It was killed. They didn't just catch this.
That's massive.
I read this article and it said caught, so I read it because I'm like, what'd they do? They just let it go? No, they're hunting.
They're going to eat it.
They're hunting this.
Well, they eat it, though.
Yeah. The hunter's planning on eating the meat, and he's going to mount the reptile's body.
That's what they say. They we're going to use this meat. They're not...
They're not hunting it for the meat.
They're hunting it because it tastes like chicken. They tracked this. They saw this thing, and then it took them 6 hours to track this and kill it. I don't know how old you have to be to grow to 14 feet in length, but
17 feet, right, douche?
No, 14.
Oh, okay,
14 feet. State record. It's pointless to kill these animals like that. I think personally, but go on.
Country music singer Kylie Rae Harris was speeding, and this is the girl that we had talked about on Friday. They didn't know the circumstances where she was set to perform at a music festival.
Uh-huh.
And she
got in a car crash and died.
Yes, another 16-year-old girl was killed, and then another person was injured. But apparently this musician was speeding. She caused the 3-vehicle crash that killed her and that teenager. This was in New Mexico.
So what happened?
She apparently clipped the car in front of her, and then she lost control of her car, and she went into the path of oncoming traffic.
Oh, boy.
Now, remember, they did say that alcohol was a factor.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she was the one that was drinking, if she was speeding and clipped the car in front of her. Possibly she was the one that was drinking.
It's exactly the sort of accident that I saw. I lived in Tennessee, and I was on the highway. It was two or three lanes each way with, like, the big grass. It didn't have a concrete divider. It just had, like, the little grass gully in between the lanes. And a car did exactly that. Just was trying to pass and was weaving in and out of cars. They were drunk, and they clipped the back end of the car in front of them as they tried to move lanes, and caused an accident. Flipped their car.
Yeah.
Flipped over like three times into that grassy median, and no one was killed. They actually crawled out in that case. I pulled over, they crawled out of the car. All these beer cans were spilling out of the car. So,
well, toxicology reports are still pending for this singer, but apparently she did have a previous DWI conviction. Mm-hmm. This was in Texas. Mm-hmm. And she had been ordered to install a breathalyzer machine in her car.
All right.
So
all right. I'm sure that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's not the other driver.
But they did say, right, the other driver was 16 that was killed.
Yeah.
That she went into oncoming traffic. So, again, that's what we're thinking, that it was alcohol, that she was drunk, but they said she was speeding. Billy Bush starts his TV comeback today. And he
overdue. This guy didn't do anything wrong. This was the Access Hollywood guy who was just present when Donald Trump made the grab him by the pee comment.
Was that 2016?
Yep.
Right before the election?
3 years. Yep. And and Donald Trump becomes president, and this guy's out of a job for some inexplicable reason. It was right in the middle of all that hashtag Me Too garbage and whatnot.
He returns as the new host of the news show Extra today. And I saw a headline, I didn't click it, but he was like, after Monday, like press leading up to this show starting today, he's talked about the tape and the president saying that and all that stuff that he went through. He said this marks today's date. September 9th is going to mark a new day for him. He is not going to talk about that anymore. He's just going to start over and try to recover from everything that has happened.
Didn't his wife leave him after that?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, sort of...
He has kids, I think.
Proved to him that she was a fair-weather wife, that once the income dried up, she's out of there.
So, there you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
There's a deep web. There's a dark web.
Part of the internet
where anything goes.
And then... there's roverradio.com.
One of the head honchos from My Heart was in town last week, and he said, I heard you talking about taking Rolling Glory 1 down to go tailgating on Sunday. He goes, was that on the network? And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, I thought you didn't really talk about Cleveland on the network. And I go, well, I can't really hide what we're, you know. That's where we're based when we're not on board Rolling Glory 1, traveling around the country, broadcasting live from places. I go, don't really hide. I mean, what am I going to do? And so we went down. We went tailgating. We mentioned what a disastrous opening game that the Browns had, but I'm going to play you some video. If you have RMG TV fired up, there was a reporter down there for the local CBS station. He came over to the bus, and he was talking to Douche, and Douche like, come over here, you got to see this. He was down in the Muni lot, is what it's called, municipal parking lot, which is a big tailgating. It's just a big parking lot. And then on Sundays, home games for football, they use it for tailgating. And so this guy's just doing a live report. I used to do this for that same station, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Back in the day, I used to do the pregame show. And so this guy's just doing his normal newscaster kind of thing down there. And he happens to catch something on his live shot. I don't know if he realized it. I haven't actually watched this clip.
He
showed it to me, but I didn't watch it with the audio and all that. So I don't know if he if he noticed it in the middle of his shot or not.
Well, see, I don't know if I don't think he noticed because at all.
He said that he did his live shot, and the producer in his ear said, "Oh my gosh, that's going to go viral." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "There's what happened behind you." And he's like, "Well, I was reporting. I don't know what happened." He went back and watched it, and he was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, so I'm going to play this on RMG TV, but I'll explain what happens to everyone just listening on the radio. Here.
Good morning, Sia. Yeah, happy New Year to you. Now, about 20 minutes ago, we turned around. We saw a group of guys pushing a van. Yes, pushing and running with this van through the Muni.
You can jump ahead to a minute 42, and I've zoomed in on it, so you can just see just that part.
So what happened was this guy is standing on top of a van, taking, it looks like he's taking a photo of the whole Muni lot there, and he just falls right off the top of his van. He's standing up on top of the van, and just, it's almost like he, I don't know if he took a step.
Yeah, and didn't realize that was the end of the van.
Like, did he forget that he was on top of a van? And he's like, okay, I'm going to start walking now. And he just...
Pfft. Well, everybody's drinking down there, you know.
But it was early. No, it was
people
fairly...
were already
getting on. Well,
oh,
they were.
People were drinking at...
they were drinking.
We arrived
Saturday.
At 1 a.m. and people were already
wasted.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand how these people... What they... All these wasted people when we pulled up on board Rolling Glory 1. They're milling about completely hammered. I go, how are these people going to recover in order to actually enjoy tailgating?
They do it.
Or enjoy, which is going to be in a few hours.
Would they nap and then get back up and start drinking again?
I met a bunch of people. They said no.
They've
really? Just been up all night.
Wow.
You have to be on drugs in order to pull
it
off, right?
It's just adrenaline.
Now, I met a guy. He said he'd been up since 6 a.m. on Friday. Did not sleep Friday night. Saturday, 6 a.m. Saturday. He'd been up since 6 a.m. Saturday, didn't sleep at all Saturday night, partied all night down there, and this was about noon on Sunday.
Yep.
And he's still awake, he's still drinking. You got to be on Adderall, right?
Or you got to have something.
Something. This is not
something
a natural.
Keep you awake.
It's not a natural thing. Now, this guy who's being interviewed by the news, did he see the guy fall
off
the van?
I'm not sure.
Because he looks like
over.
He's looking back there, and he looks like he's smiling.
He looks over for a second.
I don't think he saw it.
No, he just saw, like, there's commotion.
Didn't.
No, the guy that's being interviewed. So if you jump ahead to a minute 42, I've zoomed in, and you can just see that.
All right. So this guy just falls right off the van, and
Snitzer said he saw it.
Yeah, when I was walking in, I saw EMS crew around this guy who was on the ground, and there was bandages, bloody bandages all around, and like rags and stuff all around. I'm going, whoa, what's happening? And I walked onto the bus, our bus, and I told Doogie that, and it's like, and that was the dude.
Yeah, when I pulled up, there was an ambulance right there going up the street. It had to be right for that guy. It was right a little bit after 8.
Yep.
And all the people were getting out of the way. It had to be.
It was, yep.
Here it is zoomed in.
In the Muni lot, Glenn Forbes, Cleveland 19. Good morning, Sia. Yeah, happy New Year to you. Now, about 20 minutes ago, we turned around. We saw a group of guys pushing a van.
That's just...
We're in this.
I mean, how tall is that van? 8 feet? 10 feet?
Probably, 8 feet.
I mean, just right down onto his head.
What did he do? What was he trying to accomplish?
He was looking at the camera.
No.
Here's what happened.
Right?
So this guy, everybody's been laughing at this guy for the last 24 hours. His son tweeted, so I'm sure by now everyone's seen this. It's my dad on top of a van taking pictures. He has a medical condition. He's epileptic, and he had a seizure while taking pictures. I'm in the hospital with him right now. He has a fractured skull, shattered shoulder, and 6 broken ribs. Please, people, stop assuming he was drunk. He had no drinks at that point at all.
No, that's not true.
Please stop making fun and jokes about my dad, and please keep him in your thoughts.
You don't know if he'd been drinking,
Robert. What's in his hands right there?
It's his phone. He's taking a photo. I don't know if he was drunk or not. I don't think he had an epileptic seizure.
He did.
Do you think that, Dieter?
Yes, he did. Oh, my gosh.
Why do you say he did?
Because everyone said, and he even said, he's like, I can't go to the hospital. He had been there all night. They were there on Saturday, I believe.
It looks like he just stepped off the van.
That's what I think, too. It doesn't look like he had a seizure at all.
He takes a step.
I believe, absolutely, because he was like, I can't what those people go through to get those spots in the middle, it's crazy.
I know, but
what does that have to do with it?
Because he didn't want to leave. He didn't feel good. He had a seizure. He wasn't wasted.
I didn't say he was wasted. I'm saying I don't believe he had an epileptic seizure. I think he's...
Yeah, just missed his step.
I mean,
you missed step.
When you have an epileptic seizure, what happens?
Don't you usually kind
of pass out?
Shake?
I've seen it happen.
He's holding his phone. He's not passing out.
He is.
If you pass
thing.
Out, your arms are going to go limp, right? You're not going to be holding your phone in front of you,
no.
Correct? I mean, I'm analyzing this.
You're saying he doesn't feel good before this happened, Douche?
No, he has a seizure. It just came on.
No.
Right up there?
Yes, no, that's not possible.
No, he's.
Well, I'm saying there's no signs. I just see him. He's up there talking to people. He looks at the
you
camera.
You crumple, right? If you had a seizure, would you just crumple to the ground? He doesn't crumple
onto the ground.
No, you know he doesn't. He does not.
Is he not taking a step right there?
He's having the seizure.
He's holding his phone still. No seizure. He's looking right at the news. He's looking at the cameraman.
I totally.
There's no seizure involved in this. I mean, I'm
totally disagree.
Don't those cameras have a big bright light in front of this newscaster when you're doing a live shot, Robert?
Oh, you think that it's not a strobe light, Dieter? Like
no,
he's
no,
in a
no,
disco.
No.
You think he's having an epileptic seizure with the light?
I'm just saying there's a light on this newscaster,
right?
And it's kind of blinding this guy. So he's seeing the light, and when he goes to step down, he misses the step because this damn bright light. And he goes off the van.
He's probably sue 19.
Oh, the news, stop huh?
is
it.
That is that what you're saying?
Sue that guy.
Stop it, Glenn. He used to work with us.
Who is he?
You ass.
No, I went up to that guy after, and I was like, did you see that? I go, that's going to go viral, that video. And I said, did you ever know that happened? He goes, I had no idea until after. And they said, some guy fell behind you. He said he had no idea during the shot that any of that happened.
Right.
It's had over 2 million views.
I was going to go.
Do you believe he had a seizure? I mean, it doesn't matter why it happened. I'm not saying that he was. I'm not putting any blame. I'm not even making fun of this guy.
Kid is in the hospital with him.
Okay,
and it's a horrible
fine.
Situation.
But I'm not making fun of this guy. I feel bad for this guy. And I don't know whether he was drinking or not. To me, that's inconsequential. I'm just analyzing this. That does not look like any sort of a seizure to me. He stepped right off the van. Simple as that. I mean, you can even tell.
Man. Yeah, does anybody come over there?
Yeah, sure.
A bunch of people run over, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't see
if you look at the other, if you watch the other video, I have the whole thing. You can see what happens in the background.
Yeah, I want to see. There's guys.
If you start at the beginning, I mean.
Oh, all right.
We turned around, we saw a group of guys pushing a van. Yes, pushing and running with this van through the Muni lot. This beautiful van. I'm here with Adam. He lives in Gordon Square. What happened?
Yeah, we don't really know. We were idling for a while because we got here at 5 a.m. to get in line, and it just shut off right as we're starting to move. And so we had no choice but to push the van in, and all the guys helped out. People started running up, helping to push us in. And we got to our spot, and we'll worry about getting it home later, but we're excited for the game. And
so you can see in the background that people are tending to this guy, but they're mostly milling about.
No, they said we were the
first
pushers.
They're not really...
theme in the Muni lot, kind of anything goes. People are dying.
Well, somebody jumped right on him right where he fell.
We got it in, so we're good.
Probably his son.
Now, you guys have been coming down here for 10 years. Just kind of talk about, you know, what do you think about...
Do you think the cameraman saw that? The cameraman, if the cameraman saw that, they should have said, hey, look at, I mean, he should have
you can't.
Indicated to the reporter. Well, you can't what?
What's the cameraman got
to
do?
To run over there and search.
You got, it doesn't matter. You tell, you have a mouth. The reporter is standing 2 feet away from you. You say, hey, look back here. Someone just ate it. Hey, sure, you could do that. Craig, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Craig.
Yo, Rover.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, yo, Dieter.
Yo!
Hey, I'm a Cleveland Police 911 operator, and when I went to work last night, I was talking to my EMS 911 operators. The guy had a seizure.
How do you know that?
They took the call, and if you watch the video, because I was like, oh, man, the guy's drunk, because I watched it while I was at home. But if you watch the guy, he drops like a dead fish, because normally, like, when you fall, you'd have your hands out to brace yourself, like if you fell off a ladder or something. He just completely, he freezes up and just
no.
dead weight drops to the ground on his head.
No, that's not. I'm looking at this, and that's not at all. I mean, I'm going frame by frame here.
This guy on the phone has he works there, Rover.
No,
yeah, his hands aren't out. He's
holding his phone.
But he doesn't even put his hands down
because it happened so fast.
So annoying.
But if you watch the guy, if you were to fall off a ladder or the roof of your house, you put your arms out to try to brace yourself. He doesn't do any of that.
Because it happens so
fast. And most people that when they have
it. Because it happens so fast, his whole body is falling, and I don't know. Anything's possible, but
they called it in as a seizure. They called it as a seizure. And most people that have experience with seizures, they won't go to the hospital because ultimately, with a seizure, there's nothing the hospital can do for you. Even if you have grand mal seizures, you have to just ride it out.
Does your body go stiff or limp when you have a seizure?
It's almost like you know if you ever touch working on a wall outlet and you zap yourself with the power and your body just the electricity shoots through your system and you become stiff as a board and it just it just. All that electricity through you, well, that's what the seizures do. It sends those electronic impulses in through your body, and you just freeze up. You just got to ride it out.
Thank you, Craig. I've watched that, and I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm saying it doesn't look that way to me. It doesn't matter what happened, I suppose. The poor guy, injured. I think he's going to be okay, right?
Hope so, yeah. Fractured skull.
Took a tumble, that's for sure. I mean, it doesn't really matter why it happened, but I just...
There's a lot of blood, so...
Vicky in Allentown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, the whole story about the seizure, I had a friend years ago who used to have seizures, usually triggered by smoke or strobe lights, and we would go dancing all of the time, and... when we were on the floor, she would just have a seizure. And they don't go limp when they have a seizure. My friend would go stiff, actually. So when he had a seizure, he probably was still holding on to his phone and maybe moved his legs a little bit. But, yeah, she never would just collapse down lightly like that.
Yeah, the guy takes a step and he steps right off the end of the van. I mean, anyone could say, oh, what an idiot that guy is. But people have made certainly, You could do that inadvertently. Jessica in Allentown as well. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. What's happening, Jessica?
So my son has seizures, grand mal seizures. And first and foremost, the idiot shouldn't have been on top of the van. Because that's the first thing his neurologist would tell him if he's epileptic. You don't go on heights without a spotter. But secondly... your body goes completely stiff. You don't go limp. He would go completely stiff, which may account for him looking like he's stepping off of the van.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't look like he's. Look, I guess it doesn't matter, but you do have a point. I don't know if he's an idiot, but I guess you do have a point. If you were in the hospital the day before, all day yesterday, you said, Dougie?
I don't know.
Saturday? I thought that's what you said.
No, he was in line waiting to get into tailgate Saturday.
Didn't she say?
Sound like hospital.
Read hospital.
He's in the hospital now,
right?
Is what I said.
That when he came to, he didn't want to leave. He didn't want to go to the hospital.
He doesn't want to miss the first game
because
either.
He had been there all day on Saturday. He had been at the Muni lot all day on Saturday.
Okay, this is the mistake.
He had been there
She goes, wow, this is how I was confused.
He was waiting all day on Saturday to get in the Muni lot.
Okay, but the way that you worded it was he didn't want to go to the hospital because he had been there all day Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'd been at the hospital all day Saturday. He didn't want to go back to the hospital. No. That was the impression I was under that you gave me.
You got to be clear.
Shut up.
All right. Well, I hope that guy... he's still in the hospital or he's out now?
That's what he said. He's still there.
Still in there. Well, I hope that guy... it doesn't matter what happened. He fell off a van, cracked a skull. Feel bad for the guy. Poor guy.
Another video of a guy having a seizure. I don't know who this is. I think it's an OSU player. Did you see this, Dieter?
No.
Oh, he plays for Cincinnati. He had a seizure on the field, if you want to compare it.
Oh, wait. I saw one. Where was this at? Oh, yeah, does he fall down?
Yeah, he just...
It's in the corner. I saw this yesterday.
They're just about to hike the ball, and he has a seizure.
Here.
So you're looking at the guy...
No, he's on the far left. Yeah. He just pops up, Rover.
He just...
See that? Over.
Oh, man. And they probably were like, geez, why didn't he do anything? Why didn't he?
He's got bad balance. Look at this. He looks like a turtle.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Like
yeah,
a turtle on shell.
His whole body just starts going berserk.
That's where I think of a seizure.
Right.
The shaking, you fall back, and you're like,
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, if he wouldn't have fallen so far from the van, he probably would have done that.
But
he starts shaking beforehand.
Yeah, and the other guy, he's not taking a step. He goes completely back.
Huh. All right, I have to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Heart Radio Station.
You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS. It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye or their lunch. Well, that's actually pretty funny. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Let me go to Bob in Rochester, New York, here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bob.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, last week on the Friday Leftovers, when we were watching the NADS body cam footage, Douchey started to mention a story about how she almost had to call an ambulance for her sister over Labor Day weekend. I was just curious if she would be willing to tell that story.
Yes, she. I said, Douchey, you have to tell us that when we come back on the show. So your sister was in town. Your sister lives in Detroit.
Yeah.
She was in town.
Yeah.
Last weekend. To help you clean your house?
Yes, we went through my basement and threw a bunch of stuff away and organized it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a hard worker, busts her ass, but she also likes to drink, mm-hmm. which I've talked through the years. And her drink of choice is vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, she arrived Saturday morning, and this happened Saturday night that she got a little too loaded.
Was she drinking all day on Saturday?
A little bit, yeah. And then we went to, my daughter wanted to take her to a special place and...
to a special place?
For dinner, to have some fun.
Okay.
And so the drinking was in the afternoon and then a little bit at the restaurant. And then that night she had this panic attack and...
What do you mean? Your sister had a panic attack?
And I didn't know what to do because it was too much alcohol. She had rarely she's like 100 pounds, doesn't eat very much, and it's just a lot of alcohol in that little body. And I didn't know what to do. My mom was scared. I didn't know what to do, and it was to the point. On Sunday, I had taken what was left of the vodka and I had poured it out and I put water in it, and I shook it very little vodka left, and I put most of the water and I shook it.
So there was still some vodka in it?
A little bit left, yeah. Okay. And I went to pick up pizzas. When I came home, she's like, why did you put water in the vodka? She knew instantly.
Yeah, she would know.
It. Well, anyone, I think, would know.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping that she
would. What was she drinking the vodka with?
Just vodka, straight.
Oh, yeah, straight then. Come on.
Of course it's water.
Wow, what a terrible move on your part.
You should be like done half and half.
Oh.
Just pour it completely all out. She's going to know. You're drinking it straight. Oh, this isn't vodka. It's water.
Right. If you're mixing it with orange juice, maybe it would be a little bit harder to tell.
Yeah.
But she just drinks the vodka straight.
Yeah.
Just like, does she pour it over ice?
No.
Just shots of vodka, just straight?
Shots
are sipping it all day. Like shots?
No, shot, yeah.
God. So how many shots do you think she did?
Oof. She probably went through over half a bottle.
What?
It was, it's not the small bottle. It's not the big bottle, like the middle. And it was, because I have a bottle of Tito's in the freezer.
Yeah.
I don't know why, in case one of the dance moms comes over. Yeah, they
you guys got a party.
Right. No, they want a drink. But she's like, I can't do cold. I'm like, I don't think I have any. I don't have vodka.
Who likes warm vodka? Like, you are an alcoholic if you like, if you prefer warm shots over chilled shots.
No,
you're an
ice,
alcoholic.
Just, yeah,
total alcoholic.
So she had found a bottle of Absolut in the very back corner of one of my drawers, like in my cabinets. And so she was drinking that. And so it was maybe half the bottle was gone. So then I poured most of that out and then put water, the remaining vodka. But she started to have a panic attack.
You would be able to taste that for sure, obviously. And what do you mean she had a panic attack?
She just started to freak out. She wasn't in her own bed. She didn't know what to do. She kept walking outside of the house, but my alarm set, so the alarm kept going off, and I kept trying to tell her, you can't do that. It was just
this doesn't sound like a panic attack. This sounds to me like she was on some sort of drugs or something.
Pills?
Yeah, something. Yeah, this is abnormal behavior.
No, it's just vodka.
Yeah, she could have just been really trashed, because you said that she drank half that bottle, but then she also drank at dinner, so that's from the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, what did we have? And I feel bad, because I had what did I have? Oh, I had a margarita on the...
wine.
No, I had a margarita yeah. on the rocks.
Uh-huh.
And I felt bad. Like, should I have had a drink knowing that that would just perpetuate her
drinking? She'd already been drinking, right?
I know.
Yeah, she's going to drink anyway.
I know. Yeah. I know, but I still felt bad that maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I had wine at my house. You know, I was drinking a glass of wine while we were cleaning.
So... what did...
And my mom is like, can you please just, you know, cut back on the drink? It's just...
So what happened? You were going to call an ambulance for her?
It got to the point where I didn't know what to do. And I was hoping she would sleep it off, which she ended up doing. It's like, what do? How do you read a situation? Like, you know, I didn't know what to do. But
you call the, I mean,
I didn't know she's going to puke.
Yeah, you have to have some sort of... people puke when they drink too much. You don't call an ambulance for that.
Scared me.
Like anything you call an ambulance for.
She's having a seizure as she's puking, you know, on the bathroom floor. Yeah, call.
Right. Yeah.
But this...
I've seen my sister... What about my sister?
No, you try watching your sister go through something like this, and it's scary. My mom's scared. Everyone's freaking out, you know.
This has been a long time coming, right? She's been like this for what? As long as I've known you, 15 years?
Yeah, she's always been on...
Yeah, this is nothing new.
Drugs, alcohol, something.
Yeah.
I don't think she's done drugs for a long time. I think it's just been vodka.
Do you think she drinks like this every day?
Yeah.
100% never a day off?
In order to keep that. I think her little body would go through such horrible...
Yeah.
Withdrawals.
Just drinking straight warm vodka. That's next level.
I don't
level.
Think she drinks this much every day.
Okay.
I just think that...
She's around kind of partying.
She's like, I got to really step up my game.
Because I'm such a partier? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. My grandmother used to hide... My grandpa used to drink and in excess. And so my grandmother would hide his drink. And he would come home. He would make himself these drinks and start slamming them. Manhattans, that was his drink.
What's that?
I don't know what's in it. I don't even know. I couldn't tell you.
Bourbon?
Yeah, it's whiskey. Cherry. Sugar.
Bitters.
Bitters.
Vermouth.
So he would make these drinks, and then he would get drunk, and my grandmother would hide his drink so he couldn't find it, and that would... That was a dumb idea. Like, it's not like the alcoholic is just going to forget, you know? Just hunting around for his drink.
Or just going to the store.
And she's like, I don't know, he must have put it down.
Oh, so he would make the drink. She wouldn't hide the bottle. He would make the drink, and then she would just take the drink and hide it somewhere?
Right, exactly.
It's not a good plan.
Yeah, no, it's a terrible plan.
He's just going to go make another drink.
But you just feel hopeless. Helpless. What do you do?
Well,
nothing you could do. I mean, there's literally nothing you can do. If you throw all the booze away, they'll just go buy some more, or they'll start drinking mouthwash or something.
Yeah, this came up yesterday, or Friday, rather, after we watched this body cam video of Nads, our former phone screener, the police body cam videos that a fan of the show sent us in the mail on a DVD. And so we watched that on the Friday Leftovers. And then that's why when Dougie brought this up about her sister.
It's scary. And, you know, and I, you guys are like, oh, you can tell when you put the water. When I was in high school, and I don't know when my dad has passed, so I can't ask him. But when I was in high school, when my friends would come over, they would drink their alcohol and we would put it, fill it back up with water and mix it and hope that my parents would never know that we drank their stuff. But we would slowly start
That would be a little bit harder to figure out because you're not drinking it right then. You didn't do it in the middle of drink. So if I'm drinking shots for an hour and then you fill up my bottle with water and mix it up and now it's diluted and then I do another shot, I'm going to instantly taste there's a difference. But if you just start with a diluted product,
yeah,
you don't have anything to compare it to. It might be harder to make out. And most people, I'm guessing, aren't just drinking it straight like your sister.
You're right. Mixing it.
Yeah, when you're mixing it, you probably wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, you just think that your drink is a little bit weaker than normal, if anything, if you're mixing like Jack and Coke or something or whatever. I don't know. All right, I've got to take a break. We do have the Shizzy coming up, the news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
So more Antonio Brown news. We got to talk about this. It is, he has had a whirlwind.
I can't believe this guy. Did you hear all about this?
I think I've heard it all. Oh, I think so.
Just wait for it. There's more. I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Heart Radio Station. Rover's Morning Glory. They've been verbally assaulting the population for years.
But their time is up.
Join the movement. You are not alone.
Me too.
Me too.
You are hashtag RMG2.
The Shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
This is something that I could see Anthony Snitzer doing because Anthony is such a good husband and he loves his wife so much.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you a story about a man that wants to make sure his wife can rest what he does.
Okay.
For how
Snitz,
long?
I'm surprised you didn't bring your wife to the tailgating yesterday.
She's working.
Charlie brought his girlfriend to tailgating.
Yeah, she came like 2 hours late. Something weird happened to her on the way. So she dropped me off at 8, and then went back home and got ready. And then she took a lift down there.
Wait, so she drove you down there and then drove all the way back home?
Yeah,
to get ready?
Well, yeah, she drove. We took me and we drove to Jeffrey's house. And then Jeffrey
waited for him.
Waited for him, didn't come out.
Yep.
And then went down, got dropped off, went tailgating. And then she showed up at like 10, maybe 11. And she took a lift there.
Why? Before you tell me about the lift, why not just get ready before stay down there with you?
Because she woke up at 7:15 and just rolled out of bed and said she was going to come back.
Isn't that the great thing about being a guy?
Yeah.
You just throw on a hat and you go.
I was good to go.
These women, they
she needs like, 2 hours.
I have to, I don't like to make plans. I like to just sort of wing it and figure out, like, B2 will be like, what are we doing? Are we kind of fry? Are we going out to dinner tonight? Are we doing, this will be like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. I go, I don't know. We'll see how
Same
I
thing.
Feel in a few hours. And, what difference does it make? She's like, well, you have to let me know so I can start getting ready and be ready to go at a specific, because if we want to go to dinner at 5 o'clock,
she's got to start getting ready.
She has to start getting ready at 3:30 or so. I go, are you kidding
Same
me?
Same thing. And then when she got down there, she's just like wearing a Browns t-shirt. And I'm like, I don't know
what
was going on. I have no idea what was going on.
Getting ready time?
She got down there and it took her a long time to get down there because her lift she was in got rear-ended. And apparently that was a big, big thing. Because then what do you do if you're her? You sit there?
You end your ride and you ask for another lift. You say, here's where I am. Pick up another
Yeah. Well, she did. Because the guy's like, he looked at it. He's like, I leased this car from Lyft. It's actually going to be more paperwork if I tell anybody. We'll just let it go.
What?
So his car is like, I guess it's pretty badly scratched. And they just agreed to just let it go.
I didn't know that you could lease your car from Lyft.
I didn't know either. It doesn't make any sense why the guy would just leave. He's like, it'll be too much work. They're gonna, my insurance is going to go through the roof. Lyft might fire me. So
but
I'm just gonna...
it wasn't his fault if he got rear-ended, right?
Apparently, well, he didn't even want to deal with the hassle. So, just...
You know what that leads me to believe? Something else was going on. The guy was either...
The driver?
Yeah, impaired... Illegal alien. He didn't want the cops to show up for some. Maybe he has a warrant out for his arrest.
I agree. Something fishy is going on.
This is like the time Jeffrey got rear-ended at a stoplight, and then he took off through the red light. So Jeffrey's sitting at a red light. He gets rear-ended, and then Jeffrey speeds through the red light. and flees the scene. And to this day, no one can understand this. He was actually the victim in this.
Right, did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. And he's the only person that's been the victim of a hit and run who actually was the one who did the run in.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Running away. Yeah.
Why he did that, I don't know.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's
is he?
Out in the hallway there. Why did you run away from that, Jeffrey?
Guy could have had a gun. Guy always knows what the guy could add, so...
Do you ask him, like, why'd you hit me?
No, I didn't ask him. I panicked. And I thought the guy may have had a gun or something, you know? Who knows?
Why did you think that?
I don't know. Crazy stuff happens in stuff like this, you know?
Was it at what time of day or night?
It was, if I remember correctly, it was around, about between 7:45, 8 o'clock.
No, it was like midnight.
So that's why I can't remember. So no. all I remember was I think I just panicked and thought the guy had a gun, didn't want to get my brains blown out. Of course, everyone would love that. But anyways.
Who would have liked, okay.
You guys would have loved it. Right. It made great content, though, but I'd be dead in 6 feet under in a burial vault to talk about it.
Speaking
how would you talk if you're dead? Okay.
That's Charlie's, the general idea, Charlie.
Speaking of Charlie's.
I'd be able to talk about if I'm dead.
You. Speaking of Charlie's girlfriend, so I get back on Rolling Glory 1 and to get another beer. And Charlie and his girlfriend are in there with, I forget who else was in there, on the bus. And Charlie goes, you just interrupted a conversation about how my girlfriend's pee looks like beef broth.
Brown?
Yeah. And I go,
Our program director said that.
Jason?
Yes, he said that.
His wife's pee looks brown.
No, he was talking about my girlfriend.
Oh.
He said the word beef broth.
And so then, of course, Charlie's girlfriend's like, why did you just repeat that? Why is your girlfriend's pee like beef broth?
She doesn't drink a lot of water, man. She only pees like three times a day.
That's
dark.
Super dehydrated.
It's also not, it was an exaggeration, beef broth. But it's,
no, I've seen that here at the urinal here.
It's not brown.
Super like concentrated.
Dark yellow.
Yellow.
Before the automatic flushers, mm-hmm. people wouldn't flush and it'd be brown. And I'm like, oh, that person's super dehydrated.
So she's not drinking any water.
Yeah, again, she's not brown. It's not brown.
Sounded like beef broth, is what I was told. That's the way it was described to me.
From the guy that hasn't seen it.
Okay. So you've seen your girlfriend's pee?
Uh huh.
And what color would you?
It's a dark yellow.
A dark yellow.
I wouldn't say it's brown, though.
Like a honey.
That was the joke. Yeah, it's a honey. Not less than honey. It's less than honey, but...
Honey...
She only pees three times a day. I don't understand.
Why doesn't she drink water?
I don't know.
What does she drink?
She drinks water, I guess, but not enough. I mean, it's not a lot of water.
Does she drink coffee? Does she drink...
Diet Coke?
Not much. She doesn't drink much. She used to drink a lot of pop. She's off pop right now, so no. It's just water and LaCroix, but it's like... It must not be a lot. I think she's grossed out by bathrooms. Like, she doesn't like using the one at work. So she only pees literally three times a day. I cannot believe it, because I pee 25 times a day, 30 times a day.
Yeah, constantly. I don't know how you could only pee
three times
in a day.
It's supposed to be like lemonade, like a light yellow is when you're healthy. Hmm.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
All right.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
British Airways says that they were forced to cancel nearly 100% of flights for today and tomorrow after the British Pilots Union went ahead with a strike. So this is going to cause a lot of issues for people traveling overseas. The strike was called for by the British Airline Pilots Association because there's a heated dispute over pay with the airline. So hopefully they'll get that rectified.
This is only one British Airways, you said?
Okay, yep. All right. But 100%. of their flights canceled.
Sucks. Yeah. I don't think on my upcoming trip I have... Actually, I don't know if I have any British, because we're flying to Manchester, England, and then from Manchester to Munich. I don't know if any of those are on British Airways. I hope not, because, well, I guess hopefully they'll resolve this in a few weeks.
You're leaving in, what, a couple of weeks? 3 weeks?
I think it's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because... Is it next week your iHeart thing?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
iHeart is on the 20th.
Next week?
The end of next week? Is that when that is? Okay, uh-huh. All right. Yeah. Okay.
And you come back and then you go.
Yep.
So this is the story that reminds me of Anthony Snitzer. There is a photo that has gone viral, and this is of an amazing husband who was on a plane, and he spent 6 hours standing on a flight so that his wife could lie down across the row to sleep.
You think Snitzer, our video guy, would do this? Yes. Just stand up?
Yes.
And let me see the photo.
I don't like the fact that the woman did this. Like, who makes their husband stand for that long? Like, what if she was sick?
Yeah, maybe she was...
For like an hour, take a nap for an hour, but for six hours? Standing there?
I wouldn't like it if I were one of the other passengers.
Yeah, there's a butt in your
there's
face?
There's just some guy standing there looking at you. I mean... Like, if he's standing, the person in the row behind him, those people, this guy's going to be staring right at him.
It's in the topic, the guy standing right there. I just moved it over for you.
I'll pull it.
Would Jeffrey do this if his wife gets sick on the Germany flight? No.
Do you think so?
No. He would lay down and make his wife stand up.
I think FAA regulations prohibit you from standing on an aircraft. But you got to remember that.
People stand to go to the bathroom, stand to stretch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, but I think my wife, a lot of times, will sleep in her little recliner she sits in, and sometimes, or now she's kind of the habit of laying on the couch now. So.
Here's a guy.
Either way, I think my wife will be fine. I don't think she'll get sick.
Yeah, would you do this?
There's photo. So she's laying across
three seats?
No. Oh.
Yeah, one, two, three. There's three of them. He's standing.
Three seats.
Wow.
Feet. With her shoes off. So her bare feet are up on the seat. That's disgusting, first of all. That's so gross. I don't know what these people are doing on these flights where they're just taking their shoes off and putting their bare feet up onto things. It's totally disgusting.
There's a supermodel.
And this guy's just standing there in the aisle.
And is the person's... behind him has to be looking right at his butt, right?
Yeah, looking right at that guy's butt, and the person who took this photo is looking right at this woman's nasty bare feet, which is just arm's length away across the aisle.
More than anything else.
Oh, that really does.
The feet are just kind of gross. But
no, that's disgusting. Come on, that's really I find that to be gross. You guys don't?
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of gross, but I'm not like. It's affecting you in a weird way.
It smells.
I'd be more bothered by the guy standing there. That bothers me. I don't understand why this guy would do that.
I might do this, but he could sit in that seat that her feet are in and just put his feet on his lap.
Yeah, you're right.
Or her head on his lap.
Either way, but yeah. She needed to lay down. She was sick. I'd get up, sure.
Do you know supermodel Naomi Campbell? You see this news story when she flies?
Mm-mm.
What she does?
Will make people carry her onto the plane or something?
No, she disinfects everything. She has rubber gloves. She has special wipes. She wears a mask. She has a blanket. She did this whole
clip. That's a
little
overkill.
I thought it was actually pretty cool.
Smart.
It is pretty smart.
If I could do that and wipe down the... Think about the armrest and the seat.
I do that.
You do?
Absolutely. Oh. I carry wipes. I wipe down. I don't let my kid touch the tray.
They say that these planes are very dirty and filled with bacteria, but in all honesty, I fly, I'm not like a super frequent flyer, but I fly a lot. I've never gotten sick from a flight.
Really?
No.
Oh, I have.
How do you know you got sick from a flight?
Because you fly, and then, like, within 2 days, you're like, oh, I got sick. You're like, it's got to be the flight. People are coughing on the flight. They don't cover their mouths.
The air on an airline flight is way more filtered than the air you're breathing right now.
It depends on who you're sitting next to.
Yeah.
Okay,
you see
Jeffrey?
Why I fly, yeah.
Okay.
All don't they circulate that air, the same air? So everybody's sick is breathing in the same air.
No. It's constantly... That's a myth. Planes... cycle out their air it's very frequently, you'd have to look it up. Jeffrey's an aeronautical expert, but the entire air inside of an airplane is cycled out like every 2 minutes or something. I forget exactly what it is, but that is a myth that it's just circulating that same air over and over again. It's actually bringing in fresh air from the outside.
It doesn't smell fresh.
And sending it out.
Sometimes I'll fart and then I feel it. 5 minutes later, it comes back through the plane. I smell the fart again.
Are you sure that's not someone else's fart?
It smells like my fart. Uh-huh.
Go on.
You sure about that? I mean, I've been very fortunate. I never farted on a plane before.
Right. Never? Okay. You fart every 2 minutes here
with
at
the
work.
The pressure changes. But not on a plane. The pressure changes make you fart.
Yes, they make you. That's the one place you don't fart.
I've never had that issue. I'm dead serious. I have not farted on a plane or anyone's ever complained
about
me. Well,
forget the bus. I'm selling the bus and we're getting a private plane now. If Jeffrey never farts, we're going to fly around every show. We're just going to take off, circle around and land we don't have to put up with his farts.
Okay, question. If you're going to get a private aircraft, what kind of private aircraft do you want to get?
We're going to get the Concorde and retrofit it.
That would be a problem because Concorde's been retired since 2003. And
comes out of retirement.
Yep, out of mothballs.
We just got to call the Ugbar Hazy Center and see if we can get that Concorde and get it back into flying condition. That would be easy.
Go on, Dougie.
36-year-old Robert Williams and his wife from Montoursville, Pennsylvania, got a giant boost to their bank account on May 31st. A teller accidentally deposited $120,000 into their account. Their balance before that was $1,121. So they get an accidental $120,000 put in there.
Sweet.
Okay.
Would they make a deposit for $120 or something and they added the extra zeros on accident or something?
What the bank did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that happened, okay. But they have it in their account. The right thing that they should have done was contact the bank and say, hey, I think there's been a mistake.
Would you contact them?
Not a chance.
Who would?
No way. No one would.
Would you wait, though, a little bit?
Yeah. I'd wait a couple of years.
No.
Years?
But yeah, I don't think if you have $1,000 in your bank account, you're not swimming in the dough. You could use that money. So as much as you would like to spend that money, or as much as you would like to not spend it so you could just see if the bank will ever find out, I think it's too much temptation. I think you start spending that within a week or two.
I would contact the bank.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. No. Of course, because they're going to catch it. You know
you maybe wait a little bit.
Yeah, you just...
A couple months, I was thinking.
And then you tell them, sorry, statute of limitations.
Exactly.
No. So what these two morons did, they went on a spending spree. They bought an SUV, 2 four-wheelers, a camper, and a car trailer. They paid off all their bills and car repairs, and they gave $15,000 to friends. So just a couple of weeks later, the bank figured out their mistake. And despite what the game Finders Keepers might have taught us in elementary school, the bank took their money back. They transferred it to the correct account. So the two were told that they had to return all the money, but the problem was they had none of it left. So they were hit with $107,000 in overdraft fees. So they tried to ghost the bank to get out of it, and the bank called the cops. So now these two have been arrested on felony theft charges.
Jeez. It's their mistake.
The bank is going to find it, and they're going to want it back. Even if it was a mistake, you can't spend money that's not yours.
Their mindset, though. If it's not in the bank, they spend it all. They won't get blamed for it. Uh-huh. It's gone.
How long did it take the bank to figure it out, if I may ask?
3 weeks, maybe. Okay. 2 weeks.
All right.
Spent
all of that fast.
Robert, get a new car, four-wheeler, what'd you say?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would, like you said, you would wait. Maybe spend a little bit of it. But you sort of wait and see, can you make it a year? And if you make it a year, you go, all right.
That's tempting, though. You have all that money, you can't spend it for a year.
Would they still have gotten in trouble if they would have returned all the money? And, like, if they would have still had all of it and they didn't buy anything, would they have still gotten in trouble for that?
Why would they get in trouble for that? Trouble?
Because you still took it and you knew it didn't belong to you.
It was deposited into their account by the bank.
So just sitting in your account.
So the only reason they got charged was because they couldn't return it?
Well, because they spent it.
Yeah, it's gone. It wasn't their money.
But that's what I'm saying, because my mindset with it is, if that's in my account, I'm probably going to take it out and then just transfer it to another account of mine at a different bank.
It's not your money.
Right, but if I were to take it back and then return it, would I still get charged for theft? Because I did take it.
even if I brought it back.
No, you let it sit in that account and hope that they don't notice it, and then you come up with a lie, and you go, I haven't checked my balance in the past year.
Yep.
Tonight, Monday Night Football, the early game, 7:10 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. We have the Saints hosting the Texans, and then the late game tonight is the Raiders hosting the Broncos. That's at 10:15 p.m. Eastern. So talking a little football, let's talk Antonio Brown. What a whirlwind weekend this was. The saga reached a whole new... What?
The saga?
Mm-hmm. Saga?
Saga Genesis.
Sega?
The saga.
The saga reached a whole new level over the weekend. Friday, Brown emotionally apologized to his teammates, and Oakland Raiders coach John Gruden said the team would not suspend him for week one. We had told you on Friday that he's probably going to be suspended because he had threatened to...
kick the ass of the general manager.
Correct. Yeah. So he apologized, and they said, okay, we're not going to suspend him for week one. And they said that they would play him yesterday. Now, remember, this is the Raiders. That did not happen because later Friday night, Brown posted a two-minute video that appeared to feature a private phone call with Gruden, where the Raiders coach told him to, quote, please stop this crap and just play football. So then we wake up Saturday morning. Brown posted this on Instagram. You're going to piss a lot of people off when you start doing what's best for you. He also asked the Raiders to please release me. Mm. So he asked them to release
him. I think
once
you released that phone call, I didn't watch that video. Do we have that video?
It's a YouTube clip. It's like a minute, Charlie, if you look it up.
I didn't watch that, but I think at that point, after I saw that he released the video, and I was reading about it, and
it's definitely the coach.
Sources tried to say, like, oh no, Gruden thought that was funny.
Did he?
I don't think so. No one would. If you're having a private conversation with someone and then they post it online after the fact, I don't think anyone would find that funny.
So then ESPN reported that the Raiders voided more than $29 million of the guarantees in his contract. Shortly after that, the team honored his request and they released him. And then within an hour of his freedom, Brown announced that he was joining the New England Patriots. And that is insane that he's joining the Patriots. So he's a Patriot now. They signed him to a one-year deal.
I think today he's supposed to sign, right?
They say that the Patriots signed Brown to a one-year deal worth up to $15 million. That's $10 million guaranteed plus $5 million in incentives. And that's on par with his old Raiders contract, except that one was for 2 years with $29 million guaranteed.
So how do you think he's going to fit in New England theater?
I have no idea. Is this going to keep up, or is Belichick going to be able to keep him in check?
Well, Tom Brady said, I would like, if Antonio Brown needs a place to stay, I would love for him to stay at my house.
Oh, yeah.
If he needs anything,
let's see.
You come stay with me for a while. He wants him to figure everything out.
Till he starts recording private conversations with Tom Brady and posting them on the internet. It will be interesting to see what happens with it. I mean, this guy is obviously not a team player. Right?
Yeah. A lot of receivers are like that.
Kicked out of Pittsburgh, right? Kicked out of Oakland.
Would even play a game.
Right? I don't know how that seems to be the exact opposite kind of culture that they have at the Patriots. And I don't know how it's going to go over there. And we'll see if he keeps up these antics.
We'll see. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Do you have that video, Charlie?
I think I have to bleep a couple parts, but you have it. There are subtitles. You could bleep it yourself on the fly.
So as to influence.
Hold on. What is? Give me a second here. What am I? Something is playing in the background, and I don't know what it is. The hell is playing in the background? I can't pull up this. There we go. All right, here is Antonio Brown. Now I have two of them in there. Which one should I play, Charlie?
You should only have one. I don't know why you'd have two. I'm trying to edit it right now.
Oh, okay. All right, here.
Iggy! Yep. Antonio, coach is on the line.
Hey, hey, coach. Hello.
Yo, what's up, coach?
What the hell's going on, man?
So he's made this into like a whole video. Like it's it's not just a phone call. It's showing him at home with his kids and stuff like that.
He's running all over the news, man.
Is Antonio all right?
He didn't behave like this before he started getting this money.
There's something wrong with AB.
Antonio Brown has been an absolute embarrassment.
Okay, there's a, you're the most misunderstood effing human
being. I mean, I brought you here because you're my favorite guy I've ever seen a network on. I don't know where you are in your life right now. I'm lost. All I know is you got a lot of things going on. There's a lot of people that have an opinion about you. And whether it be good or bad, you're in the spotlight.
What's that?
I'm bleeping it. There's more coming up, so I'll bleep it.
But wouldn't you be furious if you were this coach?
Yeah.
And he posted this audio?
Of course.
In this, essentially, a promo video.
About himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Weird.
Do you think that he was in cahoots with the Patriots in advance? When he tweets out or puts on Instagram, release me, you don't think that there was any sort of backroom deal? Now, that would be interference. You wouldn't be allowed to do that, but to interfere with a player that's already under contract, do you think he had something going on with the Patriots through his agent? Maybe his. I mean, that takes a lot of balls to say, release me. Day before the season starts or whatever, and not knowing if anyone is going to pick you up immediately because you've been such a fiasco at your team. You don't think he had anything?
I don't think so. I don't think he thought he was going to be released, because when they finally do, there's a video of that. He goes crazy. Like, he had no idea. He thought probably was going to be, they could sit him the entire year. They could have done that.
That would be a huge waste of money. Why would anyone do that?
Well, not there's something they could put him on some list where he didn't have to play the whole year. You bench the guy. I don't know if you have to pay him, and then you lose out in the entire year. So then when they finally do release him, he's so happy. He's like, oh, God, thank God, I get to play. And then the Patriots come up.
I don't know whether this was
all planned out. He looks like a nutcase. Every week there's something. The helmet, the feet.
Right.
This.
The fighting the...
Maycock, he wants to punch him.
Eric, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Eric.
Yo, Rover, how you doing?
Hey, man, what's happening, bud?
Well, you know, that couple that had the money deposited in their account.
Yep.
I was about 18, 19 years old. I had a tax return check. It was for like $800 and some. And I deposited in the night deposit. And I printed my name on it instead of signing it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it went in the bank, and it put the money in my account. And I was using the money throughout about a 2-3 week period. And I get a check back in the mail. The check came back to me saying that please re-endorse the check and bring it to the bank. So I walked into the bank, and I realized what I did, and I signed it. I gave it to the teller, and she cashed it and gave me the money.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they came after me for the money, but it was under $1,000, and being they're federally insured, they just closed my account. I had like $30 in it, and they closed my account, and I never had to pay it back.
Well, their mistake, their loss, I guess. Now, if it was $100,000, they probably I don't think they probably would have done what they did with that couple, which is end up pressing charges.
Oh, I'm sure.
Eric, thank you. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's radio station. You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS. With the climate changing, the White House in disarray, Hollywood falling apart.
Not good.
Bring order to this chaos.
The only thing you can count on is Rover's Morning Glory. What's this world coming to? Now back to the show.
So yesterday I got home and went right to bed after tailgating. Day drinking tears me up, man. I know people really like day drinking.
I love it.
I don't like it at all.
Oh.
Because
it ruins the day. Like, my entire day was ruined yesterday.
Yeah.
But in a good way. I really enjoyed it.
But
yeah, you plan on that. I knew, okay, Sunday's shot. I'm going to have a great time in the morning.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the whole day and night, I'm going to be hurting.
See, that's what I don't like about it. I like getting stuff done during the day. So let's say Saturday. You get stuff done during the day. You go out at night. You drink. And then you just pass out in bed. And you feel okay the next day. You could do it all over again if you want. But when you start off drinking during the day, Charlie's right. It just ruins the day. And then you're kind of stuck in this limbo. This purgatory of you go home, you go to sleep, and now you're awake, and now you can't go back to sleep, but it's the night, it's at night, so. I got home, I immediately just went to sleep. Woke up a few hours later, all hot, because I had been sunburned on the back of my neck, and I just started watching TV, and I was watching football, that game, Patriots game was such a blowout. I turned that off, but I wasn't tired yet because I already slept for so long. And so I watched a rerun of Real Time with Bill Maher. I watched it from Friday, and at the end of the show, he did a whole segment on fat shaming and how. If you're fat, you should be shamed, really. It doesn't mean that you have to make fun of people to their face or things like that, but the fact is that being fat is unhealthy, and he showed some pictures of Americans just doing everyday stuff. These are just candid photos of, like, I think they were watching a rocket launch or something, the audience watching a rocket launch back in the 50s or whatever. And you see everyone in the crowd, how thin they are. And now everyone, you know, everyone has an excuse for why they're so fat. Oh, this is just genetics. This is, no. It all boils down to what you eat, period. That's it. People weren't as fat in the 50s because they didn't eat as much. The portion sizes weren't so huge. They weren't eating such highly processed, calorie-dense stuff. And they probably got more exercise than they do today. And that combination has really increased the obesity rate here in the U.S. I mean, I noticed it. I was talking to a guy from Colorado yesterday. And he was at tailgating, and he flew in. And I used to live in Colorado. What are you smiling at?
Her stomach. You don't hear her stomach?
No.
It's just growling and bubble guts. She's got, it's just making this
half
noise.
Half a beer has done it there, torn her up.
I hear the bubble guts.
So this guy from Colorado was, and he's like, he lives in some small town in Colorado. He's like, right, I love it because I love to snowboard. Yeah, outside of Boulder. Did you talk to that guy too?
Very
like,
fit.
I love to snowboard and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I used to live in Colorado, and it is, everyone there is so fit
because you're outside all the time,
and he's like, yeah, he goes, when I get off a plane here, you immediately go, wow, everyone's fat here. California is the same way. People in California are just, they're thinner, they're just outside more, it's not cold half the year,
right? The weather's better, more stuff to do.
So I think that physical activity levels have something to do with it, but you look at photos from back in the day, we weren't all that fat. And, you know, that's a politically incorrect way of looking. Oh, my God.
You hear that?
I did hear that one. What is
put
that?
Put the mic by your stomach.
What is that?
It's just bubble guts.
From what?
It's whatever her diet.
You got a crap or what? What's
it's disgusting.
What is that?
It's she's like, holding in all these farts.
Yeah, I'm just tired.
Gassy?
I'm just tired and
it's gas.
I haven't gone to the bathroom and I'm hungry and start a new diet today.
Oh, my God.
Going to see Luke Bryan on Saturday, so I have to lose like 50 pounds. I'm hungry.
It's a broken record.
It really is.
New week, different diet.
Yeah, what's today's diet?
I just don't eat.
Okay. Don't eat.
Oh, crap.
Well, have you eaten anything yet?
Yeah, I had string cheese.
Okay.
But I didn't eat dinner last night.
String cheese. That's what I would diet on. String cheese.
My diet's out of
whack. String cheese diet.
Yeah.
All the physically fit people you see are on the string cheese diet.
That's all I've had.
Did you eat Saturday night? Because you were waiting for a long time to get into the lot, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm just all out of whack. I didn't eat yesterday.
I know how she operates. I don't even know the answer to this, but she has... So she got down in line for tailgating at what time?
5.
5 p.m.?
On Saturday,
5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So let me explain to you what she had. She had bags and bags and bags of snacks.
Oh, yeah,
in
snacks.
Her car.
Doritos, Lay's chips.
Twizzlers.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
She Oreos, Swedish fish.
All the healthy stuff.
All of those things she had ready to go. You didn't go without food. You had a lot of snacks.
But we were so afraid of... Do you hear that? We are so afraid of what if we have to poop? Seriously, because
it's a problem out there.
Oh, it's a major problem. It was myself and Amy, the promotions girl, and then the other girl, Crystal. The three of us.
Total talk.
Well, spent the night on sales.
No, spent the night out there, but we were deathly afraid of.
Before I get into what I wanted to touch upon here, let me ask you guys this. So. We get down there on the bus, and the bus driver made a wrong turn. He's not from here. The bus driver came in from Pennsylvania, and so Dougie and crew said, oh, come in this way. Get off, take 90 to 55th, and get off there to get into the parking lot. So we just, B2 just forwards that text message that she got to the driver. So, I'm back in the bedroom on the bus, and I'm watching TV, and as we're driving, and I'm like, man, this is taking a long... After a while, I'm like, man, this is taking a long time to get there. And then I go, well, maybe it's just... Maybe traffic is backed up from people in this line, or maybe... I don't know what's going on. And eventually, after about an hour, or more than an hour, well more than an hour, I get out of the bedroom. I go up to the front of the bus, and the guy goes, there's no 55th Street. I go, what do you mean? He goes, it said take 90 to 55th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's like at West 45th or something. He's like, there is no... I go, no, East 55th. Yeah. So they didn't put East 55th in there?
Who didn't?
Whoever texted me, too. So I don't know if that was Dougie or one of the other people that she name dropped. I don't know. And it's not necessarily anyone's fault. I don't fault the bus driver. He's not from here.
You got to put that.
You're heading east, so go to 55th.
But you're on the west side. You pass West 55th.
Anyway, I don't... Okay.
Like, you're passing all these exits, like West 98th, West, you know, West 120th, whatever. He's just thinking, when I get to 55th, that's where I exit. He doesn't know. He's not from here.
Right.
Anyhow, so... I'd wanted to be awake when we get down there because Dougie's making such a big deal about this bus getting in line for tailgating and how this is. So I go, I want to be awake when all of this goes down. So now I'm up, and I don't go to bed until after 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night. This tailgate thing that we have planned starts at 8 a.m. So I go, okay, I'll get a little bit of sleep. Couple hours later, I fall asleep at 2:30. About 2 hours later, B2 like shakes me and wakes me up. And she goes, hey, and I'm like, I'm just angry. You know, anytime I'm just angry. I'm like, what?
What's wrong?
She goes, Dougie texted me and she wants me to, it's pitch black outside. She wants me to walk from the bus all the way down to the front of this line so that Crystal, the promotions girl, doesn't have to be there by herself.
Mm.
So, wait, you're going to go, like, protect her?
Oh, no.
No, not me.
Keep telling this beautiful story because I'm...
Wait, I'm confused.
Wait, I thought you said you walked...
Dougie, no. Dougie texted B2.
Oh, for B2 to go down and meet Crystal.
Hey, will you walk down to the front of the line so that Crystal is not there by herself?
Okay.
And
what time is it?
Oh, it's, I don't know, like 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock.
5:50.
Okay, 5:50 in the morning. Pitch black out.
That's early.
And where's the bus? The bus
And everyone has been out. The bus is just parked on a side street, really.
So it's in line.
Yes, in line.
Technically, it's not really in line. It's
not that far back from the front. We were like 20 deep, and we arrived at 5 p.m. Saturday from the front. So we had heard maybe around 6:30, they'll start 6:45. They should start letting people into the main lot. So around 5:30, we're in the car and we see all these people walking to the front lot because they want to put their space, their like chairs down so they can hold spots.
Mm-hmm.
So we started to panic. So at 5:50, there were mobs of people walking down. So I texted Brittany. I said, hey, can I have you help Crystal? Because Crystal's going to go put cones. We need an extra body. So the more people, we needed 20 mm-hmm. spots. If she does 10 and you do 10, then we're set.
Okay, so
continue.
Okay, so B2 says to me, she goes, "It's pitch black outside." When we pulled up at, I love this look that there's just.
This is so exciting. Already mad. No, I am. I'm furious. You're gonna pin this against me.
So she goes
on the side.
It's
thanks.
When we and I want to put it in context. When we pulled up at 1 a.m., there's just a sea of belligerent drunk people. And, you know, like this one girl knocks on the bus. The bus driver opens the door. She's like, I'll take care of everything.
Yeah.
You just park here. I'll watch the bus all night long. You guys will be fine.
Oh, yeah.
You okay. didn't pull in till after 2, by the way.
Okay, whatever time it was.
It was late.
At whatever time. Okay. That's inconsequential.
People were partying okay, so all 2 a.m. Yeah. They're
people,
everywhere.
People are just loaded out of drunk, control. Okay? Yeah, and they're like, I had to put in my, I have these sleep buds that Bose makes that gives you like white noise or ocean sounds to drown out. I wear these on the bus. I had to put them in. I wear these when we're riding on the bus in the middle of the night. You know how loud it is, Peter, on the bus when you're going over the highway?
Sure.
It was so loud outside of people, like this guy with his van has all these like train horns mounted on top of his van.
Oh, cool.
And he's just blowing it at 3 a.m. all night.
People were out everywhere.
Come on, home opener.
And I'm like, I'm trying to friggin' sleep over here. I said friggin', by the way, just for people that...
No.
There was a difference between the train... there was a train, but that was like every 45 minutes. This guy with the van was every 45 seconds.
Competing with the real train.
Yes.
Oh, not even. He's just blowing it indiscriminately every 2 minutes or so.
Oh, good. I'm going to meet that guy.
So I put my sleep buds in, and now I'm just hearing... like ocean waves all night long. I'm lulled into this deep, deep sleep, and now I'm woken up. And B2 goes, hey, Doogie wants me to walk down there. It's pitch black. I don't feel comfortable walking by myself out there. And I said, so just tell her that. So she texts back. She goes, this is going to turn into an issue. I'm going to be portrayed as not a team player. I go, who cares? So she texts Doogie back. She's like, I don't feel comfortable walking down there in the dark by myself. And Doogie goes, oh, it's okay. There are a lot of people around.
There's people everywhere.
And right. And B2's like, yeah, this part of the problem. I mean, it's pitch black and there's drunk people that have been partying for 12 hours.
Well, why do you need to come down if there's so many people? If it's so safe, what was the point of coming down? I thought you were having B2 to come down for...
to help. We needed an extra body.
To just sit with Crystal?
No, to put cones out to reserve the spots.
Okay.
The main
is that how it was worded? Because she said to me, just so that Crystal is not there by herself.
No, we need exactly. If there's no bus,
and
I called her and I said, if there's no bus in those spots, there's no event.
Uh-huh.
So we were panicking. We needed extra bodies that we didn't have. Amy drove the van. I drove the car.
Okay. Where's the rest of the bodies? Like the promotion staff?
We don't have a lot of bodies. B, the company doesn't pay for people to be out there and do overtime. They won't pay them. Okay. So that's why we had to go do that. So I just asked her. I was walking through the parking lot towards her. I could see her bus.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm right in front of you. Just look for me. I'm in the middle of the parking lot. I'm walking towards you.
So then Doogie calls. So Doogie calls.
Okay.
You know, because she doesn't want to, she doesn't want to wait. And I get on speakerphone,
oh,
I go, she's not gonna, no, just, She's not going to walk out there by herself. And dude's like, oh.
I was looking at the bus. I was right there.
She gets all
angry at this. I needed the body.
She's like, fine.
No, it just, it was
like, fine. And I go, that's, I mean, well, you know, now B2's all upset because she's like, oh, now I'm going to be painted as not a team player or difficult or whatever. And I go back to bed. Who cares? What do I care? And dude, she's all bent out of shape about that.
So what happens? You go back to bed?
I went back to sleep.
What did B2 do?
She went back. She laid down. I don't know if she went back to sleep, but she went back to bed. And somehow they managed to manage, like I predicted, everything managed to get done. Bus was in position. Everything was just fine. But Tucci was being really crabby. And I don't think that's unreasonable that my wife doesn't want to. Oh, hundreds of yards.
Oh, okay.
In the middle at 4 a.m., bunch of drunk people.
6 a.m., everyone Six. Walking 5, towards...
5:45 a.m.
No, I have the text.
Pitch black. It's look? Pitch black at
it's
5.
Not. The lights at the parking lot were on.
It's not pitch black. Who drove into work at 5:45 today?
I did.
All of us did.
Yeah.
Pitch black. It was pitch black when we started the show at 6:30.
People were everywhere walking to put their spots down.
That's why she doesn't want to go out there, because there's a bunch of drunk people.
No one was going to attack her, if that's what the fear was. We needed the help.
You don't know, dude.
Really?
Yes.
So it's okay for me to stay in a parking, in a car, and sleep all night? No one's worried about that.
That's your decision.
No, it's my decision to do that. It's an event with your name on it. And all you did was yell at me to just get this stuff done. Did you not? Yes.
There was such a lack of planning on this event.
No, nobody knows.
Did you guys really sleep in your car overnight?
Yeah, because nobody knows. This was the first game. We started doing laps at 9 o'clock in the morning. We got word there were people in line on Saturday. And then 1 o'clock, another lap, more people in line. So we made plans to get down there. 5 o'clock, we got in line. And then Crystal met us out there at 9 p.m. because they still had an event during the day. So we did the best that we can to hold spots because if... And thank God we did that. If we wouldn't have done that, there would have been no spots. There were hundreds of people in line because everyone wanted to be there.
Okay, I'm just saying, for 30 days, I kept asking Dougie, what time do you need the bus down there so we can tell the bus driver?
We didn't know.
Because the bus driver's coming in. What time does the bus need to be in this line? No answer, no response.
We didn't know.
A week before, 4 a.m. Okay. Fine, 4 a.m. We'll be there at 4 a.m. Then Saturday, she's like, you need to get down right now.
Yes.
It's like, well, the bus driver's in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Get him here.
We can't get down. And she's, but for 30 days, we asked, what time?
Nobody knows.
We could have had the driver here. Well, if you didn't know, you should have said, have the bus driver here Saturday morning, and then we'll play it by ear, and we can have the bus there anytime we need it there. But instead, it was 4 a.m. Sunday morning was what we were told. So
leaving the show, meeting us at 3:45, we were going to be downtown. That seemed reasonable.
4 a.m. Okay.
So it seemed reasonable. Sorry. But then we started getting word that there was going to be a crazy amount of people, and there were. So we made it happen. And there's, you want to turn this into I screwed up? That's fine. I really don't care anymore.
I knew how angry Dougie was that my wife isn't going to walk down.
No, because we were
in
scared.
The dark,
we were nauseous.
Pitch black.
It wasn't pitch black.
But that's it.
There were lights on in the empty.
All the overhead lights, the parking lot lights are already on.
And all these people walking.
No one's
so
in the
no
parking
lot.
By the way, you're not in the parking lot. Theater where she's saying it's not all the
you're
parking
on the street,
lot lights
next
are.
To the parking lot?
Yeah, you're not even near the parking lot because you're.
You're
down
the street.
Totally fine.
Do you have the scooter on the bus?
Yeah.
Could she have gotten on the scooter and just rode down really quick?
Are the lights on that scooter?
Yes.
Like a headlight?
Yeah.
That's
probably didn't even think of it. No one thought of that.
That stretch of road, too, is notorious for having panhandlers and stuff at all times of the day and night.
Oh, jeez. Look at that.
I was in the parking lot walking towards her. She could see me. I said, look out the bus. I'm right here. I'm waving my hands right here. Then you got on the phone and you acted like a total dick. And I'm like, fine, whatever. I'll make this happen without the help of you. Thanks, Rover.
Okay.
And what happened? I did it.
Yeah.
Thanks to Amy and Crystal.
In other words, you didn't need it. You didn't need it.
I hope you had fun.
I did.
Oh, it was a blast.
Thanks.
That was a good spot where the bus was at, actually. That was the perfect spot.
Yeah. the opposite side of the party lot that Dougie wanted, too.
Oh.
So I made that call, so thank me. I've got to take a break. I want to get into what I was originally going to tell you there. Right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning, an iHeart Radio station.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Even radio DJs get waterboarded.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Whiskey waterboarding, here he goes.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Charlie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Charlie.
Rover!
Yo! What's up, man? Hey, man, what's happening, bud?
Hey, so, quick question. The whole tailgate thing, I wasn't able to make it. I had to work. Will you guys be doing another one here by any chance?
Maybe if the... Maybe for the playoffs, if that actually occurs. Maybe
perfect.
We tailgate for the playoffs, Dieter. You like that?
We wild make cards pack. Yep. Or playoffs? Yeah, it's guaranteed. Yeah,
maybe we could do that. But at this point, no, that took a lot out of me yesterday. I know you could call me a pussy, whatever, but I go hard at those things, and I don't
you
realize it until after the fact. Like, I'm like, I really haven't had that much to drink. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I've had too much to drink. Just snaps.
I don't know how people do that every home game.
Oh,
I could probably do two or three a year, max.
And if the bus isn't there, how do you guys go to the bathroom? Like, what is the plan there? There's only 30 porta potties for that entire place down there.
Yeah, the port. That's it.
Yeah,
I would just.
Did you see the lines for those?
Yeah, there was a guy who said, "Hey, you could make $1,000 here. Just charge people money to take a dump on the bus
easily."
Wait, charge $1,000 a dump?
No, not $1,000, but like $100 a dump or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I'd pay that.
And,
for the privacy?
Why doesn't someone do that? Just take bathroom trailers down there and charge people to get in.
I have no idea. I saw a guy with a tarp, and it was just a tarp that kind of angled down towards the ground,
mm-hmm.
and you just peed under it. It's just so your head.
Your pee tarp.
Yeah, just a pee tarp, and the guy just had it. It was great.
And then... What does he pee into? Just on the ground?
Well, right on the ground.
Okay.
By a drain. Kind of by a drain, he said.
A bucket?
Kind of by
yeah,
a drain.
So it'll eventually get down there. There's actual video. I've pulled this from Dieter's Instagram, if you saw this.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I watched this.
I don't know.
Well, it's funny. You could hear one of the bosses is on this, too. He gets very nervous because, well, you can just see.
I don't see it.
Oh, it's a... Let me find the name of it.
Oh, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, hold on a second.
These are tracks people cross to urinate, okay?
Train tracks.
Train tracks.
And that's you Jeffrey out there?
He's got a hard hat on for some reason, and just the way he's standing, this looks so funny. And he goes to leave, and everybody's not watching Jeffrey because he's walking across the tracks, and then a girl comes up and says, hey.
Hot chick.
I need help.
And Jeffrey's like, oh, sure, I'll do anything, right?
Okay.
Do you remember this, Jeffrey?
What's she doing?
This girl needed to take a leak, and she was probably hammered, and I had to block everyone's view while she took a leak. So I was holding my hand out like a bodyguard does, and I had a... I was trying to block everyone's view while she took a leak into the ground. Which
Jeffrey
that's
looks
the first
like,
time I've ever seen that.
He looks like a construction worker.
So she's just pulls down her pants and... Jeff's taking a whiz behind
yeah,
Jeffrey.
Yeah, I remember that.
Her face is right in Jeffrey's ass.
Right. She's smelling his ass.
And Jeffrey's blocking her so no one can see her. That's very interesting. I also like the fact that I like this part where when Jeffrey gets done peeing, he goes to cross these train tracks and notice he does not look.
Oh, no, not at all.
He got off a bus, got hit by a car. The next thing, hit by a train.
And those tracks were active, right?
Yeah, they were. I made sure I looked both ways. And, I mean, maybe
you did
in that
it?
Video.
It's on video.
We had probably the video. I think you started filming before I had a chance to look both ways. Probably right. When you shut your camera off is when I looked both ways.
Wait, go back, Rover. We have you walking up to the train.
That's a bad lie you're telling right now.
Yeah, it's a total lie, of course, as he walks up the hill.
Okay, this is you.
See
that's
him.
You right there. Remember, that's
there
you.
There he is, and approaches the tracks. He's and then stops right here, but
do you ever look?
Was not looking. You know, if I'm going to cross train tracks as I'm walking,
you look, right?
I'm like a school bus. I stop, I look both ways, and then I go. Tom, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tom.
Yo.
Hey, man.
I just thought it was a little ridiculous that Doogie had to rely on B2, the significant other of the host of the radio station, to come help you guys out. I mean, was it not planned that far in advance that she couldn't find someone else besides B2?
That's a question for Doogie, who is probably not going to answer it. I can tell she's going to get angry now.
Nope, it happened without the help of the host. It all went down once again.
That is an important distinction. B2 is not a staff member. She's not employed by the radio station or me or anyone. She would just be helping, which she's happy to do. But as she told me, she goes, I'm not comfortable compromising my safety. That was her direct quote to me. And she probably would have been fine, I'm sure. But I can't argue with her because she's very nervous about things. She doesn't like being around people who are super drunk either. So
she has a tiny girl, too. You don't want to be attacked.
Yeah. But I can tell, too, she's getting angry now. So
nope.
We'll just move on. Andrew, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Andrew.
Joe Rover, CLOI.
Arbe, what's up?
So, during the last commercial break, there was, I don't know if it was a live read or just a regular commercial, it was pre-recorded, but Dieter was endorsing a haunted house and said the first time he went to a haunted house, he crapped his pants, and I kind of want to hear that story.
Dieter, did you crap your pants the first time you went to a haunted house?
Yeah, back in high school.
What happened?
I had no idea what to expect. You know, and the people were like, let's go to a haunted house. I'm like, okay, I think you're just going to walk through and it's going to have posters up. And when people started jumping out, it was so scary, they actually, you know, sharted. And then people were like, God, this haunted house really smells. And I'm like, yeah, it really does smell. You probably have like a barnyard animal. It must have been like used this place for a farm, but it was me.
You just crapped your pants.
Yeah. So then once I get out, I wasn't driving yet, so I had to call my parents. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to call it an early night. And my parents picked me up.
These haunted houses are pretty elaborate. We didn't have these when I was growing up.
Everyone had haunted houses.
Not like they do now.
Well, now how scary. Yeah.
I mean,
it's way more.
Doogie, you didn't have these when you were growing up. You didn't have these haunted houses that cost $25 to go into that have 50 people working there all dressed up in, you know, like three buildings worth of.
Not three buildings. I mean, we had pretty elaborate. That's what everyone did. But they have taken it to a whole nother level. Yeah, but we had a pretty good, scary, expensive haunted houses in high school.
I mean, where I grew up in Las Vegas, we didn't have that. We really did not have that.
Maybe they
had them here more.
And it was just staffed with the high school kids. Actually know who Jason was or Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
But like the elaborate ones, I don't remember those.
No.
They're like really expensive.
And take hours to get through. Yes. It's like 5 minutes. When I was growing up, it took maybe 5-10 minutes to get through. Now you have to spend an hour to get through this long ass maze. You're going on and on and on. It scares the crap out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a racket going on, all these haunted houses. I guess they're only open for such a short period of time. You have to make all of your money in that. But they have a lot of money, a lot of props, a lot of things that they invest in.
There's one out by the amusement park out here, Cedar Point, and they're open year-round because I remember one time we went in July to the amusement park, and we all had passes, so it wasn't really a big deal, and it was super crowded, and we went in the middle of July, and we were the only people in this haunted house. Scared the daylights out of me.
Do you crap yourself?
No. That's damn close.
You sure they're open year-round? That just sounds impossible.
Yeah, it's like a full-on activity center, and then it's called, I forget what it's called, but it just has a haunted house in there, so they have bowling and all kinds of stuff, too, and it was featured on the Travel Channel and all this stuff. It was pretty legit.
The thing I was going to tell you about is, anyhow, so I couldn't sleep. That's how we got started on this whole story a while ago. I couldn't sleep when I fell asleep when I got home. Then I woke up at like 8, 9 o'clock at night. Couldn't fall back asleep. So I watched a Friday's episode of Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO. And the end of the show was all about fat shaming and how now if all this body positivity stuff and everyone has to, you know, I can be the way I want to be. And, you know, he was basically saying, you don't want to call people names and be mean to them. But the fact of the matter is being obese is terrible for your health. And he brought up a statistic about mass shootings. However many people are killed in mass shootings every year. 100, 200, 300, whatever it is. I don't know. But 40,000 or 450,000 people or something, I think it was, die from obesity, from being too fat. And he has a point when it comes to, you know, all of these. There's a model that I just saw. Her name is, let me pull this up here. Give me a second. Her name is Tess Holliday.
Is this the red hair chick?
Yeah, here she is. Here she is at New York Fashion Week on the catwalk.
I've seen her before.
What do you think this woman weighs, Steve?
Oh, my God. Over 500.
No, I would say 354.
Get douche. 350? This is almost a 600-pound life lady, but she's able to walk. So I'm saying it's a little bit less than 600. I'd say 500 pounds.
Because she can walk, that's why I think it's like closer to 4. She's large.
Well, either way, let's just say 400. Okay. Whatever it is, it's enormous. And, you know, everyone sees her and she models and she's, she's making a statement in this dress that says sample size. It's just this white dress and it says sample size all over it at New York Fashion Week. She's walking the catwalk. Apparently a sample size is something that is between a size 0 and size 4, and they use this to make the templates for women's clothing. All the models are like a particular size, really. They're always looking for the same size. So you make your outfits for the catwalk of that size, you know, because all the models are going to be that size. So you don't have to have 50 different things that you're making. And, you know, everyone looks at this. Oh, body positivity.
You have the video of her walking.
This is so great. And I agree with Bill Maher. I don't think this is so great that
her weight is around 304 pounds.
No.
That's why I searched for her weight. Around 304.
Yeah.
Just give or take 200,
there's
right?
There's no way. It's much higher than that. I don't think it's 3. I mean, unless she's 4'8". I don't know how tall she is. Here is video of her walking the catwalk at New York Fashion Week, if you happen to be watching RMG TV. So, I mean, it's just a big fat chick walking down the thing. And, you know, everyone's like,
everybody's going wild because they're brave.
Yeah,
she's
look at this jiggly, you know. She's enormous. And everyone's like, oh, that's so empowering. Love your body. Love yourself. And I agree with Mar that this is only encouraging people, normalizing this super fatness. And it's unhealthy. It is just really unhealthy. And it's part of the reason why healthcare costs are skyrocketing is because people let themselves go like this. The majority of America lets themselves go and just eats Oreos all day, and that's it. But really, I wanted to show you this photo of Demi Lovato, who went on Instagram. And I think Snitz might have this photo of Demi Lovato, who I always thought is pretty attractive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
sexy.
She is saying, I have been photoshopping every one of my bikini photos. I don't actually look like that. And she posted a photo on Instagram. This is what she really looks like.
Jeffrey just whistled, just did a dog whistle. Kind of
huge thunder thighs. I mean, just massive, massive thighs. I have no idea what she weighs.
I can get behind that, though. That's better than when you see
that's being positive of like, okay, check out my cellulite. I got kind of a big dumper, but like, hey, it's not too big. So that's not, I don't see this as an issue. Because that's like a normal body.
Yeah, compare, you show that Tess Holliday, then you show her. I'm fine
sure,
with her.
I get it.
So everybody, a lot of, majority of people, they Photoshop the bad out. Mm-hmm. The crinkly spots, the cottage cheese, whatever you call it, cellulite. She just went out and
I've
said,
never seen
look.
Her with her thighs that big, though. Have you guys? In any photo?
I mean, no.
She goes up and down in her
enormous thighs.
Weight, but she's sober now, and she's trying to embrace saying, look, this is who I really am. I don't want to show you the fake me.
I think this
but
is
why
good
why not encourage
positive.
People to get better?
But this, what if she's completely healthy here with this?
Right.
This might actually be, I think this is good body positivity.
I'm all
compared
for
to
it.
The other one that's 400 pounds. Well, that one's very unhealthy.
She's, Charlie, she's obese when you look at this photo of Demi
obese?
Lovato.
Obese? Come yeah. on. I say obese is that Tess Holliday.
I don't think
no, that's obese. Morbidly obese.
I don't
that's
think,
obese.
You think this is obese? I don't
she's
know.
Are you, this is what I'm saying. We've normalized being that fat with all these weird things that people are doing, injecting fat into their ass, all these Kardashians and everything. And
I don't think that's
abnormal.
That. She's not inserting. She's not
I don't know
to
what
get,
she's doing. But
she's always...
Yeah, that's,
she's,
just a, that's natural to me.
Yeah, no,
she's got to lose a couple
on the
pounds.
BMI, you don't think she's obese?
Depends how tall she is.
Oh, come on. That's obese. And our normal is obese now. And people say, well, that's just the way that regular people are. But it, as Mar pointed out, if you look at photos of regular people in the 50s, they didn't look like that. He showed a photo of a guy who was the fat guy in the 100-year-old photo. It was the fat guy from the circus.
Oh, the freak show.
Yeah, yeah, the freak show. And they're like, look how fat, you know.
Like there'd be the bearded lady.
Right.
The cannonball guy who catches the cannonball.
The fat guy from the circus 100 years ago now looks like a regular guy. Same body type as an American guy. Oh, that's how fat we've got.
I'm looking at him. He's not big at all.
Really?
No.
Demi Lovato is as fat as the fat guy from the circus 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So yes.
I think she should.
No. That's
the fat guy from 100 years ago.
Demi Lovato's not that big. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Well, that guy's really not that big, is he, Dieter?
Yeah.
How many people were that same size tailgating yesterday?
I've seen a few of those.
Yeah.
Almost everyone. The majority of people look like this. And I'm telling you, you normalize it, and it's gonna be bad news for people.
So Demi Lovato is trying to do a brave thing by saying, "This is who I am,"
and it's bad. It's bad for society.
I don't think that's for
here's
you
what
to
you
judge.
Write. This is my biggest fear: a photo of me in a bikini, unedited, and guess what? It's cellulite. I'm just literally so tired of being ashamed of my body. Editing it. Yes, the other bikini pics were edited, and I hate that I did it, but it's the truth. So that others think I'm... Oh, hold on, I lost that page. Give me a second. So that others... Oh, I can't get back to it now. So that others think I'm their idea of what beautiful is. But it's just not me. This is what I got. I want this new chapter in my life to be about being authentic to who I am rather than trying to meet someone else's standards. So here's me, unashamed, unafraid. I'm proud to own a body that has fought through so much, and I will continue to amaze me when I hopefully give birth one day. It's such a great feeling to be back in TV, film, blah, 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 blah.
You know what's weird? Like, you can't criticize big people at all. Mm-hmm. You're shaming them. But, like, if somebody is, like, I vape, and tons of people just come up to me and tell me I should not do that. And it's totally acceptable. Or it's people that smoke.
Right.
And that's, like, I'm doing whatever I want to do.
No.
Lay
they,
off.
Bill Maher brought up that point.
Oh, he
said,
did? Okay.
Shaming, you don't have to be mean to people, but shaming is good for society.
Yeah,
it gets you to be better. For instance, we shamed people when cigarettes were super popular. We shamed people into stopping smoking. We shamed people into wearing their seatbelts to be safer in cars.
And my point, like, I don't mind if somebody comes up and tells me. It's kind of annoying, but, like, I'm not going to start a movement about it. Like,
but eventually it may sink in at some point,
yeah,
Charlie.
I think it's okay.
And
I think there are people are right.
Yeah.
To criticize.
Paramedic X, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paramedic X.
Hey, good morning, Rover. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, so I want to chime in about the whole obesity thing and, you know, this whole no body shaming and, you know, you can be fat, it's not affecting anybody else, only you, as long as you're happy. Well, in EMS, it affects us a lot. You know, as you can imagine, the majority of the patients that we take are obese. You know, the more obese you are, the more health problems you have.
Yeah, right.
And on a daily basis, you know, we have maybe two people on a squad that are going to these calls, and we have to pick up, transport, care for patients that are 300, 400, 500, 600 pounds. And that takes a great toll on our bodies as well.
Just throw your back out. Yeah. Right.
Right, right. Like, it literally ends people's careers.
Well, even what it does to the people who are responding, think about what it does to healthcare costs for all of us who pay, and everyone's complaining, oh, my insurance, Charlie complains about this all the time, my insurance costs are too high. What am I paying all this money for insurance? The reason they're so high is because you're paying for all of these people who are morbidly obese and obese, who have litany of health problems, diabetes. Diabetes, most people who have diabetes, it's because they're fat. You could get rid of your diabetes by not being fat. And all of the associated health problems that go along with being fat, we're paying for all of that. And I agree with him. You don't have to be mean. And I personally am not going to go up to some fat person and go, oh, you're fat, you should stop eating so much. I'm not going to do that. I'm not saying people should do that. But what I am saying is, I don't think we should be promoting the imagery of this super fat Tess Holliday walking a runway and everyone's applauding and, oh, she's so brave.
She is brave.
That's great. No, she's unhealthy and she's sending a terrible message to people.
The kids.
And we shouldn't be normalizing this. And it gives people who are feeding their kids all this garbage and themselves all this garbage, it gives them the this is just the way I am, and I'm happy. I can this is just me. No, that's you because you're eating garbage. That's it. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Radio station.
You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS.
Relationship status.
Are you doing this because you just want to have sex with me?
Yes.
Complicated.
We're good friends. Just end it. It's not good.
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Rochester, New York. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. I think you guys are hitting a great subject about how people will walk up to people and shame them about vaping you were talking about or
right.
about smoking and such.
Yeah.
Well, I can be on the thin side, or as I like to call it, lean, and people will walk up to me and tell me, you're too skinny. You need to gain weight.
Eat a burger. Doozy says that to my wife. She needs to eat a burger.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to eat. I eat. My metabolism tends to be high. But we can't, it's not polite to walk up to somebody who's overweight and say, hey, why don't you get to the gym? You know, we never know what people are going through, but
sure. No one has a problem with skinny shaming someone and people with eating disorders. I'll give you an example. People with eating disorders, if you're anorexic, that doesn't mean you have to be mean to the person who's anorexic, but you have to be honest and say, this is not healthy for you. You're anorexic and you need nutrition, you need to eat, and you have a distorted body image of yourself. And no one goes, well, you're skinny shaming.
The overweight person. Right, but an overweight person, I mean, it might be hard to move being overweight, but I also have health issues, and every day I am doing something to stay healthy per my doctor, that if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
I have lupus. and I move every day. I have arthritis. We see handicapped people doing something to stay healthy. Some people with no limbs. We should not judge. You, there is no excuse. There is no, there, the words I can't don't exist in most people's, in some people's vocabulary.
By the way, if you have no limbs, you have a tremendous future in television commercials now. I've noticed a trend that, that like the football commercial, they got the guy with no limbs in a wheelchair.
The no hand guy. Right. You see the kid with no arms? He does a box jump. Have you seen this famous video now?
I don't think I've seen that. I don't know, but every commercial now has to be inspirational. You have to have like the female athlete who wants to play college football, or you know, you got to have some sort of inspirational message. And if you maybe if you're an actor and you are looking for some gigs, you just cut off your arms, and they're gonna cash you in these commercials because they want to. The NFL one, they have this, I just saw it yesterday, as a matter of fact, watching all these games, and they have a guy who's, like, in a wheelchair. He has no arms and no legs, it looks like, I think. Which is, I don't have a problem with it. But every commercial now has to have, it's like it's, you know, some movement now where everything has to be have such deep meaning. And so I go back to I like the farting horses and stuff like that in my football commercials. Remember when commercials used to be cool and funny,
the frogs?
Now they have to be so inspirational and aspirational. And
was that,
there you go, go back to that. Justin in Allentown, Pennsylvania, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Justin.
Hey Rover, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Honestly, we're holding people too much to account for what is being given to us in our bodies and that sort of stuff. Because the fact is that the more cheaper food is more degenerative towards our body and fatten us up a lot better. The more healthy food is more expensive. Mm-hmm. So basically, we are profiting off of the fattening of America and that sort of stuff. I mean, honestly, I saw something on YouTube just a couple days ago, Just Have a Think, and they were talking regarding water consumption and water cycle and how steak, for a kilogram of steak, it's like 50,000 liters of water. I mean, that's just crazy.
Wait a second. So what? A kilogram of steak, and I don't know the metric system. How much is a kilogram when it comes to
2.2 pounds?
2.2 pounds? Thank you, Dieter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So a 2.2 pounds of steak cost takes how much water to make that happen over the course of
about 50,000 kilogram, about 50,000 liters of water.
Okay,
about 50,000 liters of water takes about 3,000 liters of water to produce a kilogram of vegetables and corn and that sort of stuff.
But why is it so much for the steak? I mean, I don't understand that.
Because of the water storage in the cells that have to develop in the steaks and the chickens and that sort of stuff. It's more consumption regarding vegetables and other aspects and waste. It's a whole bunch of complex aspects. I'm sorry, I didn't have everything written down. So.
I mean, are they like
I have a whole list
counting
here.
The rainfall that lands on the grass that the cows eat and all that kind of stuff too?
So kilogram of beef here says it's 15,400 liters of water.
What?
Water.
Water.
Chicken meat's 4,000 liters.
Of water.
How about
water?
So what is he saying? Eat more vegetables?
I guess, but chicken doesn't use that much. How do you answer that?
He's off the line.
Off.
And what about fish?
No, but he is right. The cheaper food is generally.
Well, have you ever heard how much water it takes to make an almond? It's like a ridiculous amount of gallons of water for one almond.
I have heard that.
I don't remember what it is, but it's an incredible amount.
And why then are they all grown in California where there's a drought? Why don't we grow almonds somewhere where there's more water? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Maybe it needs to be in that temperature.
Okay. You need to be ready because you might take
Jacob in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jacob.
How's it going, Rover? I had a question about the, you were talking about the NFL games last night. I don't know if you saw this commercial. They had a Toyota commercial with the first female college athlete to get a scholarship.
Yeah.
I was curious what you thought about it, because college athletes aren't supposed to have endorsements, so I don't really know how that works.
Yeah, I don't even know who that was. Like, I did see that commercial, and it's this chick, and they're like, they told her she wasn't fast enough. They told her she wasn't strong enough, and she's like playing Pop Warner football, and then she's going on, and then I guess she plays college football.
I've never heard of her either.
I don't know who it is. I've never heard of this chick. They didn't do a good job of laying that out.
I went on Twitter that moment and searched her name, and that was what everybody was saying. Everybody was like, I've never heard of this girl. I've never seen this girl.
Right. At least tell us what she does. Like, is she an actual college athlete? Or, like, you know, she's not a household name by any stretch of the imagination. They should have told us a little bit more who she was. But, you know, to answer your question, I don't know what the scenario, if she is a college athlete. Obviously, she could not have taken money for an endorsement deal. That would be against NCAA rules.
Yeah.
So you can't take money for an endorsement. Now, I assume you could do a Toyota commercial for free, I suppose, if you wanted to. Some people might want to do that in order just to get on TV. Would you do a Toyota commercial if they said, we're going to feature you during NFL games, and it's Dieter drives a Toyota, and he's on the radio, and he's so sweet.
He is.
Would you do it for free?
No.
Are you kidding?
I'm not an idiot. No, you would have to get paid for that. Anyway, that's smart, go, I should be getting paid for this.
Oh,
it's a national commercial. You're an idiot.
But you can't be paid if you're a college athlete.
I'd quit being a college athlete.
Yeah, but like, pay me. I'll drop out of college right now. Pay me.
Yeah,
you can make a lot of money with a national commercial.
I would do it for free if they said, like, hey, once you're out of college, we're going to give you this contract.
That would also be against NCAA violations.
What?
Can't do a future promise. Can't do a promise of future compensation.
People get in trouble for that. Players, they're like, I'll sign with you once I get out. Yeah.
I don't have an issue if a car company or anyone else wants to feature a female athlete. I don't have a problem with that. Does she play? Who is that?
I haven't even seen it. That commercial.
I'm trying to find it. I don't know what it is.
Toyota female football player commercials. That returns no results. Let me see.
I found one. It's
here it is.
But from February. So I don't know.
I think it's the same one.
Okay,
I think they
Tony
played
Harris?
This during the. It says that they seem to have played this during the Super Bowl or something. Give me a second. I'll pull it up here. I don't remember this during the Super Bowl, but here it is.
They've said a lot of things about Toni Harris. They said she was too small. They said she was too slow. Too weak. They said she'd never get to the next level. Never inspire a new generation. Never get a football scholarship. Yeah, people have made a lot of assumptions about Toni.
But I've never been a big fan of assumptions.
And neither have we. Introducing the hybrid that will shatter perceptions. The all-new built-for-speed RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota, let's go places.
I mean, I don't have an issue with that. If it could be inspirational to other
girls. The girls that play football?
Hey, if you can play, if you're good enough to play, I would not advocate giving her a scholarship to play football if she weren't good enough to play on the team. You don't do it just because you want to put a woman on the field to make news and to go, oh, look at us, we're so inclusive. That I would not advocate. I wouldn't advocate having a female coach if she weren't as good a coach or better than a male that was up for the job. I wouldn't say, oh, hire her just because she's a woman. But here's a guy who's been coaching and much better and much, you know, more experienced and more respected. But we're going to hire a woman just because it will kind of be a cool story. I don't advocate that. I don't advocate a team saying, hey, let's hire a black head coach because that would be a good story. A first black head coach in the history of our franchise. If he's not as good a coach.
Right.
As other people of other races that are up for the job. So if there is a woman who, whoever this, whatever, Tony Harris, whoever that is, if she is as good or better at whatever position she plays football in as other guys who are up for that position at that school, then I have no issue whatsoever in giving her a scholarship, allowing her to play. Hey, knock yourself out. Good for you. It's much harder as a woman to be able to play at that level than it is for a man who are, they're just naturally stronger and faster and bigger and more athletic. I think we can all agree to that. So if she is as good or better than men, than the males that are up for that position, then I don't have any issue with that whatsoever. No problem with that. Who is that, by the way? Did you look her up? I mean, I've only hinted like 50 times for someone to tell me who she is.
She goes to Bethany College. She wants to be the first woman to play in the NFL.
So what's Bethany College?
It's in Kansas.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
A small school. So,
yeah.
So they probably don't have a lot of guys going to Bethany College that want to play football there because no one's ever heard of it. They probably don't have a fantastic program. What is it, Dushy? Why are you covering your face?
Dieter's ass.
Oh, man.
Well, he's got leakage.
Oh, he's been ripping him on Jeffrey.
We're both ripping him. We're having like a little war in the hallway.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, his farts versus my farts.
Just remember, Bethany College has a bloody shield on a team.
What?
They're going to be a laughing stock at college.
Okay.
Where do you think
stop
we are
it.
Now?
Stop it. You guys got to stop with this. these movie quotes. It's so irritating to me. It's the same quote, like, every week.
You don't think I know that, Rover?
It's driving me crazy.
Oh, God.
What the hell was I talking about before this guy called up about it? I don't even remember what the hell I was talking about. Mary, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mary.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
I just wanted to say that I agree with what you were talking about overweight people. my daughter lived in China for 2 years, and she said there was no fat people over there. They did not eat junk food. They exercised a lot. I was actually over there to visit her, and in the evening, the old people get together in a park. They exercise and dance, and she said, recently, she's heard they do have McDonald's and stuff over there now, which made her sad because she said they never had that before. Mm. And now they're, and she said they never, most of them don't ever get cancer either. She said her friend said they don't know anybody that has cancer.
Well, and I think Chinese
it's
people
all
get
the
cancer,
way we
but
eat.
I would say that's true. I've traveled a lot and we're the fattest nation. There's no doubt about it. You can spot another American tourist anywhere you go because you just look for the fattest person. And I guarantee you they're American. There's no doubt. I've been all over. And that's true. I think Charlie can back me up on that.
Oh,
you've been all over.
Everybody was thin. Every single place we went. Well, I mean, what was?
And then when you saw a fat person, where were they from?
America.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I had a buddy that was a Danish exchange student. And that's what he said when he came over. He's like, I'm surprised that at least some of you guys are skinny. It's like, we thought all you guys were fat over here.
I might actually do that exchange program for high school.
What, send Gio away?
No, have somebody be a host family. I think that'd be
you
pretty
be
cool.
A host
you
family,
would be the host family?
Yeah, for somebody that wants to come study here and go to school in a good high school.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be pretty cool. It'd be a girl, obviously. I don't mm-hmm. want a boy there.
Oh, yeah, you can't have a boy. They'd be trying to hook up with your daughter.
Yeah. I think that'd be neat.
Why didn't you send Gia somewhere? Why wouldn't you do that?
No.
Well, if you're going to do an exchange program, Aren't you supposed to make an exchange? Yeah, like, doesn't your kid go somewhere?
No, I'll be the host. If a kid wants to come here, I'll totally do that. I think that'd be great.
Why not allow... Why would you deprive your daughter of being able
to...
She's
just got to get through high school, and then she's going to go off to college, and then that's it. But I'll be a host.
Dong Bobbler says she got a scholarship in NAIA, not the NCAA. What's that?
That's what that Bethany... College, but she got the offer, but it says she played at where's it at? This East Los Angeles College. And then I don't know about after if she ever went to Bethany or what happened. I'm just going off her Wikipedia page. So it just says yeah. East LA College she played for.
All right. If you are listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 AM, you can continue listening or watching for free live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we'll be right back in just a few minutes. We'll get to the shizzy. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
There are rumors out there that somebody is finalizing a deal with the NFL to headline the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show. Who
already
is it?
We're talking about
didn't they already
this.
Say that?
Who?
Was it like Jay-Z or somebody? Somebody came out and said they might perform.
Find out next.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. WMMS.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Come for the pain. Stay for the laughs.
Stick around and you'll never believe what'll happen next.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Dougie?
There are rumors that there's a performer set to headline the Super Bowl in 2020, and I will tell you who it is next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. What is this bag that I have over here, Dougie?
This is pretty funny. So this is from a gentleman that stopped by tailgate yesterday.
Yeah.
He is from the Akron Beacon Journal, I believe. He has a gift
newspaper.
For you.
Okay.
For Jeffrey. He wants you to give it.
Okay.
So shout out to all the reporters and all the guys down there.
Jeffrey, you want to come on in here?
They listen every day.
Do you want me to open this or him to open this? Is that?
It's for you to read the card, and then you can give that.
Okay.
To Jeffrey.
It says, Rover, just a small token of thanks for all the great content and headlines your crew has provided for us at the Akron Beacon Journal and Ohio.com. Yes, we have been in the headlines many times for good and for bad.
Wait, is Ohio.com the website that...
I'm sorry.
Turn your mic on.
It's the website for the Akron Beacon Journal.
Are those the bastards that wrote about
my
me?
My favorite one that they ever wrote. I want to make sure. Yeah, it's the Beacon Journal.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
John Cusack, Boo's host.
Thanks, guys.
John Cusack fans, Boo host.
Yeah, that was when Dougie was the moderator at the John Cusack event. It was so bad that it made it to the paper.
Thanks, guys.
That is funny. From Dougie's disastrous appearance with John Cusack at the Akron Civic to Nads' adventures at our Burger King drive-thrus and get-go restrooms, you folks have kept us busy.
Nice.
And they have enclosed something for Jeffrey, the scribes at the Beacon, they say. And then it says, P.S., Dumb cheated on his wife with a prostitute.
No, it does not.
They need to run that as an article.
It does
they
not.
Put that in there?
Right there at the bottom. P.S. In fact, that should be the front page story.
Yes.
Breaking
this,
news.
This day in history. A day that will live in infamy. Dumb cheated on his wife with a prostitute in Nevada. Here you go, Jeffrey. I don't know what this is, but there you go.
Let's see what the fine folks at the Akron Beacon Journal sent me.
All right.
Wow. It's a T-shirt that looks like...
Oh, it's not even a T-shirt. God. It's like a onesie. It's a lederhosen onesie.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah. It's just something I could...
Oh, try that on.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Actually, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this. I'm going to take this home.
No, actually, I think you should try it on.
Try it on now. They got it for you.
Yeah, I think you should try it on now. So
we're all listening right now.
Would you say you're going to sleep in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Why don't you... Here, I'll turn your microphone off. Why don't you go in the office, change into that, and then come back, and we'll do a big reveal. All right. I just turned his microphone off.
That's awesome.
That's easier to put on than...
It's like
I just put a slip on my regular clothes.
No. Definitely don't do that.
Take your pants off.
Slip it. He can't slip it over his regular clothes. Stop him if he tries to come in here with that.
Go in there with him when he changes.
Yeah, I'm just on it. Watch.
Yeah, it's like a. Oh. I don't know. What would you say? Like a romper?
Yes.
Is that what that is? A romper, exactly.
And it looks just like lederhosen, but just all printed right on one piece of fabric.
Do the hallway shot.
What do you think of these? Well, I don't want to see him until he comes back.
No, okay.
What do you think of these rompers that these chicks wear?
If they have nice legs, Rover, they could pull it off.
Yeah. It's like wedgie all day. It's not bad.
Yeah. Nice lower half, you can definitely do it.
I'm not a big fan of them.
You don't like a wedgie?
I don't find them to be particularly flattering to the figure of the girl who's wearing the romper.
They can be. Yeah, they can.
I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing the wrong rompers.
Right. Depends on the girl.
All right, the shizzy is coming up in just a moment, but let me wait for Jeffrey to do his big reveal. I want to see him.
Oh, here we go.
Walk in here.
He's coming.
Here he comes.
All right, he's ready, you guys.
Yeah. All right, let's bring him in.
Good.
Oh, there he is. So
wait, it's too low.
No, the it's pants.
Oh my god!
Perfect.
You have the longest torso.
Yes.
I like that.
I love that, Jeffrey.
I'd bring that, Jeffrey. You haven't need a microphone.
Put your mic on, dude.
Microphone.
That's funny.
I love that.
That puts one of those tuxedo shirts to shame.
Yes.
Is that your white undershirt, or that's part of it?
No, that's part of the whole outfit, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Look at the zipper in the middle. That is part of the outfit, Doogie. It's a...
Oh, my God. It looks like an actual white shirt.
Yeah, it's printed as a white T-shirt, and then it's printed as a button-down shirt with lederhosen.
That's amazing, Jeffrey.
I'd wear that.
That is. Matter of fact, I might use these for my night clothes when we go to Germany.
For your what?
For your what?
Night clothes. Something to sleep.
No,
I like that. I'd take that to Germany.
Wear during the day.
At the very least.
A fly-in that. That's a perfect outfit to fly in.
Yeah.
Because it's loose. It's comfortable.
I agree. I think you should wear that on the plane.
Yes.
Security's going to let him through with that?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not going to do anything that's going to cause me... I'm not going to wear any attire that's going to cause any security-related entanglements. So... What's going to happen is I'm going to use
Why
these
would
as
that stop you at security? What would they have a problem with?
I don't know,
with?
But Rover, I'm just Jeffrey, thinking ahead.
That gets flagged.
No, it doesn't. It's not pajamas. That's such a waste of money.
How do you go to the bathroom?
I just
unzip.
Yeah, just unzip it right here.
Sure. Oh, it does have a zipper? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then just.
I like this.
I think that's great looking. I think you definitely should fly in there.
I disagree, Charlie.
No. I agree with them entirely. Like, when I. This is such a long flight over there that I am going to probably take with me in my carry-on luggage a set of pajamas.
Yeah, something comfy to...
Yes, of course. Why? Everybody does that. Anytime you're ever going to Europe, everybody's wearing pajamas to be comfortable. Everybody knows
On an overnight flight.
Of course you are. You want to be able to go to sleep.
I am going to... I go into the bathroom, I change, I put my pajamas on, and I...
Just feet up and just travel, man.
Yep.
You want to be loose, comfortable.
That's a good look.
I have a standard pair of sweatpants I could take.
No, that's way more comfy.
Why? You're going to Oktoberfest in Germany. Why wouldn't you wear that?
I don't know. I'm just, I mean, like I said, it's a very nice outfit. It was very nice of the people at the Akron Beacon Journal to send me this, you know. But, again, I don't want any security-related entanglements. I'm going
There's
to make
no
sure
security. What? There's nothing.
It's not illegal.
You have no pockets. You have nothing you could hide
see, that's the thing. I have to be able to carry my wallet, my phone, my pockets. I'll do fanny packs. That's something hipster doofuses do. So.
Oh. And he points at Charlie.
Yeah.
So, that's
what's the back look like, Jeffrey?
On the back? Oh, you mean like this?
Yeah, it's just the back of the lederhosen. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Now, the real lederhosen we have in the office, the one I'm actually going to wear at Oktoberfest, has actual pockets.
Well, we're going to Oktoberfest multiple days. Is it possible you wear the lederhosen, the leather ones, the suede ones one day, and this the second day?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll probably wear the lederhosen, and then a lot of people also there wear normal clothes, too, don't forget.
No, they don't.
Not to
they
the beer drinking
thing. I don't know why you... they do not.
I'm just saying.
Who told you that?
My landlord's from Germany, so he knows. Okay,
yeah.
Has he been there?
They're walking around, not at Oktoberfest, they're wearing regular clothes.
Right.
Everyone at Oktoberfest is wearing lederhosen. I don't know why you don't believe that. Why doesn't he believe this? He thinks he's getting scammed, like we're going to make fun of him when he gets over there. Ha, 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 look, you're in lederhosen.
But you're wearing it, right, Rover?
I'm wearing it. Everyone is wearing lederhosen. Let me see if I could just pull up a photo.
Munich Oktoberfest. Everybody's wearing it.
Here you go, Jeffrey. Look at this. What's everyone wearing?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get the point. So it's
good. Every guy in that photo is wearing lederhosen.
And it looks like the one you have on.
This is just a facsimile of lederhosen. I have a facsimile.
Facsimile, right.
So I'm going to wear the actual lederhosen while we're at Oktoberfest in Germany.
Do you remember back in the old days, radio stations, sometimes you'd be able to send them a facsimile?
Well, you know, that's facts for short.
So facts is short for facsimile?
Yeah, that's what I always thought it was.
Okay, all right. Look at this hot little chick right here, Dieter, and that same thing. All the women are wearing that... dirndl thing or whatever.
Did you guys get Jeffrey's wife a dirndl yet?
I got it. Came to my house. Yes, I came to my house over the weekend.
Oh, Jeffrey, ever try it
on? I forgot to bring it in today.
Okay, well, like I said, we still got 21 days.
Exactly. Do you know this? You have a countdown?
Today, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're leaving out on the 30th.
Which is a what? A Monday?
That's a Monday.
Is it?
Is that true, Rover?
Possible for you not to breathe directly.
Sorry, but... it's a Monday.
Okay.
So that I told Mary Elizabeth that's going to be a very busy travel day for the both of us.
How long are you guys going to be over there?
They are going to be there for a week. They're going to be in Munich for a week. In fact, I'm leaving Munich on a Saturday, and they're not leaving until Monday, two days later. Oh, my God.
They're going to be there by themselves for two extra days?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, whoa.
No, it's gonna be fine. I think here's a couple of sites in Munich she wants to see. She's been Google searching, like a sightseeing itinerary.
This is a bad idea.
Have a seat.
Oh, yeah.
What's a bad idea?
You're leaving them. You're not gonna watch them get to the airport. or fly with them. You do understand we'll never see him again.
Yeah, you'll be able to make it to the airport, right?
Yeah, just gotta make sure we have money for an Uber out over there.
What if he doesn't? What if all the money's gone? What's he gonna do?
Gets robbed.
Do you have a credit card?
No, I don't have a credit card per se.
Okay.
Well, just so how would you take an Uber? What would your Uber be linked to?
My bank card.
Oh. Yeah, but what if you run out of money?
Well, yeah, make sure that we don't run out of money, Charlie. That's the point.
Okay.
That's the point of me saving this money than what I already have. So.
But it's the end of the trip. Maybe you go through all the money, and I'm just worried for you.
Are you gonna give them like an allotment per day, Rover?
Well, what I'm thinking, and tell me if this is a bad idea. If you, Dieter, give me all of... So he's saving money for his Oktoberfest trip. I'm paying for his hotel and his airfare and all that kind of stuff. But he's been saving some money so he can go and do things that he wants to do. They want to do some sightseeing, you said. They want to maybe go get something to eat or whatever they want to do. So he's been saving cash. What do you have in the bank of Dieter right
now? Is it $380?
$380?
Yeah.
Dieter, why don't... Before... I leave, you give me all of his cash. When I get to Europe, I will convert that to euros for him.
All of it?
Yeah.
Because that's what they take over there, euros.
They don't take any cash?
No, it's not the United States of America, so they don't take cash.
I don't know. I've never been overseas. I don't know.
Outside of the United States of America.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah, it's Germany.
Okay. I don't know. The big worldwide festival. I don't know if they take some.
No, they're going to want you to convert the money.
At Roverfest, do we take euros?
It's not an event that's worldwide, you dumbass.
But let's say it were. Let's say people fly from all over the world. At the Super Bowl, was that a worldwide event? People come from all over?
Not like Oktoberfest.
Wait, what's bigger, the Super Bowl or Oktoberfest?
For traveling foreigners? Oktoberfest.
Okay. Is there anything in the United States that you could point to as a big event? Sort of like Oktoberfest. There's got to be something.
Coachella.
Do they take Euros at Coachella?
Olympics.
At the Olympics, do they take Euros?
I don't know. I don't know. It was a simple question. States.
Okay. All right.
Crabby.
Me?
Yeah.
So what if I convert all of his money to Euros, and then when he gets there...
Good plan.
So he lands, I think, at about 10 a.m. on a Tuesday, I think, in Munich. And I get to Munich at about 2 p.m., a few hours later. When I get there, I just hand all the Euros to
Jeffrey. Oh, what's he going to do for money, though, before then?
Yeah, he needs money right away, Robert, to travel, to eat.
Oh, he'll have to give him at least $100.
Let's say he has $500 in the bank of Dieter. You give me $400, he takes $100.
Then you immediately somehow go to the currency exchange place, so you're ready to go right out of the airport, Jeffrey.
This is how those places stay in business.
Well, where else are you supposed to do it? I really actually don't know.
I don't know.
Can they do it here?
I see those signs.
I can just get it out of... I have no foreign transaction fees on my card or anything, so I can just take money out of an ATM there and get Euros.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good.
What do you want to do, Jeffrey? Do you want all the cash yourself or give some to Rover and some to you?
I was going to, I got to see how much ultimately I can get to before we leave. Let Rover hold on to most of it. Keep at least $100 for me and Mary Elizabeth to start with.
Okay, so, you don't want just we can meter yourself?
So we can kind of like, I got to be able to stretch it out so to last us the whole trip so that, you know, we don't, you know what I mean? Money, so we don't run out of money. I'm trying to be smart here.
And I'm trying to take Rover's advice because Rover has... Lunch and dinner, is it going to even last this money? They're eating out three times a day.
I think he can make this last.
It's going to be expensive.
I think he can make it. He'll be responsible, right?
I'll be responsible, yeah. And the other thing is...
He's
going to be gone for a week, right? A week?
1 week, that's right. But when he's... Like, I'm going to be buying him dinner. Like, our first night there, we're all going out to dinner. And then at Oktoberfest, I'm sure I'm buying him his beer and food. So, yeah, he's going to be taken care of.
He's going to buy souvenirs, go to diners there. She's going to blow through this. I'm telling you. What's the goal? How much money are you going to give me before you...
My goal is to try to get to $600 before we actually leave. That's my goal.
All right, well, you're more than halfway there.
Yep.
Okay.
But it came to a standstill recently, so I don't know, Rover.
Well, you had to get that $12 Uber ride in.
Didn't you get paid Friday?
Charlie,
yeah, don't forget I had to pay my heating bill too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I remember I'm juggling bills, groceries, saving money for this trip.
Heating.
So I'm juggling those three.
Heat set to your house.
It's your heating.
You trying to lose weight or something? You have the heat on?
No, we don't have the heat on. We don't have our furnace running. They're still charging us.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
I have no clue.
But what are you?
Mine disappears like in the summertime. It goes down to like $8.
What are you guys using?
A gas stove.
Well, yeah, we cook with a gas stove.
It is gas?
We have a gas stove. We don't have electric stove. We have a gas stove.
But how much is the bill?
My last bill was like $100.
Oh, my God.
For the gas stove? I don't think.
That's impossible.
You'd have to be... I'm just saying what my bill says, dude.
Is there some way...
There's a program. There's like a program. I think they'll try... They come to my house and try to offer this to me all the time. That they'll like even out my bill. So in the summer, you pay the same that you do in the winter. So it's not... $400 in the winter.
Maybe he's on that.
Do you do that?
We've done that.
How much is your bill in the winter?
Yeah. Bill in the winter is like about $75-$80 in the wintertime because it's a budget billing plan.
It's cheaper in the wintertime than it is in summertime.
Yeah,
with the heat. We don't
blast our heat at 90 degrees in the house like.
But you're not
likes
doing
to do.
That during the summer.
Is that why your house is so hot? You have the heat up to 90.
No, we don't have a heat up that far. We have to turn it all the way down.
His son as a prank doing this to Jeffrey. He's going to make a YouTube video now, sweating my dad out.
I did reveal during a. One of my commercials today that I did that I think it was like 2 or 3 days ago, maybe it was Friday. I got home. It was probably about 70 degrees. I'm like, man, it's chilly. I turned the fireplace on for the first time of the year.
What?
Yep, on Friday.
Yep. It's summertime. You got the fire going?
Fireplace was on.
Air on every day.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Constantly. I might turn off for a little bit when I wake up. leave for work, but then when I get home, it's back on. Mm. You're crazy.
Hey, everybody's crazy. Oh, I'm not the only one.
All right.
Safe to say.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
You're going to Paris, correct, Rover?
Before Oktoberfest, right. Yes.
So I'm doing this story for you. We had talked about the heat waves that were back in June and July over the summer and how hot it got over there. So that heat wave that happened there over the summer caused about 1,500 more deaths than usual in France over that period. That figure was far lower in the summer of 2003, but it was significant. And they said the heat wave was the cause of that. So
they don't have air conditioning over there. A lot of people don't have air conditioning like we do here. The buildings were built 200 years ago or whatever, and a lot of people just don't have air conditioning. It's rare.
Wednesday will be the anniversary of September 11th. And the New York City Fire Department is about to gain 15 firefighters whose fathers perished in the September 11th terrorist attack. The Firefighting Academy graduation ceremony occurs in 2 weeks, and one woman in that class and 14 men are following their dads into the New York City Fire Department. The graduates include two brothers as well as a sister and a brother. So they say that bravery runs in these extraordinary families who have sacrificed so much for the city of New York. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, this is a sweet story. I'm actually going to take this home and show my daughter this story. When she goes to school, like on Friday, their school had a collegiate day. You can celebrate Ohio State or you can celebrate the Browns. Like, just you wear your football jersey. And this is in Tennessee. There was a young kid who was excited about celebrating University of Tennessee, but he didn't have an actual college shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up making his own. He wore an orange shirt and
I can't go to school with that.
The logo of the school,
University of Tennessee,
on a piece of paper. He pinned it on his shirt, and some little bratty girls made fun of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kids would be mean.
Everybody would be making fun of that.
Okay. Everybody would do that.
Dude, if Jeffrey walked in with that, you wouldn't laugh at him?
He's not six.
You wouldn't laugh?
No, he's not six. So
I know,
it's just he got bullied, and he was in tears. And the teacher ended up posting this story and was trying to do something to make him feel better. And sure enough, the University of Tennessee got a hold of this story. They sent him a ton of swag, and they actually took his design and they turned that into an official shirt.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
No, swear to God. Because it's not about, but you don't need to bully kids because they don't have any money.
That's a nice thing.
If it's going to him or his family, who's going to buy that just for themselves?
No, it's a sweet story, and I want my kid to hear
this. It's probably going
to
some sort of charity, I'm guessing.
I think it is for kids that don't have... I forget the name of the charity, but they are donating.
Heartwarming story, I suppose. I feel bad for that kid, but...
Oh, those girls.
I probably would have...
I think it was sweet.
If I was his mother, I probably would have said, you know...
My mom used
to warn me. She would sort of go, you know, if I told her I had a plan, like, I remember I was going to write a note to, I had a crush on this girl. I think I was in fourth grade or something. And I wanted to tell this girl that I had a crush on her. However, I had a big plan on how we were going to do it. I wanted to write her a note. I was too big of a pussy to actually tell her, so I wanted to write a note. And my mom was like, you know, that might not be the best idea. And I'm like, why not? She's like, well, you know, what if she could be passing that note around? You know, she might give that to some friend, and then they all, and I go, oh, okay. So if I was this mother of this kid with this hand-drawn, pinned-on, basically a piece of notebook paper with this hand-drawn logo on it pinned to an orange t-shirt, I might have said, you know, that's creative.
But ugly as sin.
But you might, just so you know, at least give them a heads up. You don't have to say, don't do it, but just give them a heads up. People may make fun of you, so you want to, you know, my mom did this so that I would think things through. or if I was going to do something or whatever the case may be, she would sort of help me think, like if someone, that it would sort of give you a heads up. Like maybe you're not expecting that someone's going to make fun of you for X, Y, or Z because you're a kid and you don't know. But she sort of gave me a heads up of be prepared and not, she didn't say don't do it, but have a comeback or have this, have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Watch out for yourself.
A 73-year-old woman in India gave birth, and it should make
her... How old?
73. It should make her the world record holder for the oldest person ever to give birth. She, I believe it was IVF.
Still hope for you, Doogie. You could have a second child.
This week, Felicity Huffman learns her fate in the college admissions cheating scandal. She asked the court for 1 year of probation as well as community service. I think we find out on Friday. I think it is going to be on Friday that we find out. Also, tonight, we have Monday Night Football, 7:10 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. We have the Saints hosting the Texans. And then the second Monday Night Football game is later than that, 10:15 p.m. And that one, we have the Raiders hosting the Broncos. Speaking of football.
10:15, that's late.
That's because it's on the West Coast.
Yeah, West Coast.
So really, no, but yeah. It's late for
us.
For you.
Yeah,
watch that. You going to watch that tonight?
Yeah, I'll watch at least the beginning.
Rumors are swirling that Shakira is finalizing a deal with the NFL to headline the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show.
I only know her to have that one song.
My hips don't lie.
Yeah, I guess she has other ones, maybe. I don't know.
But you'll usually get somebody hot at the time, right? She's kind of been gone for a couple of years. Right?
I can't think of it. I think she had one other song that I know. But this is the song that you know.
Yeah,
well, I think she might be a bigger hit overseas, where she's from.
Okay, but the Super Bowl's
in the United States of America.
Well, I mean, it's a,
I mean, this is why we don't put K-pop bands on the Super Bowl. They're big over there, but not so much here.
She's from South America, right? Area, right?
I think so.
That's not overseas, but that's okay.
Can you name her another hit, Matitude?
She had one. I think it's called She-Wolf. But it was not even...
It's called what?
She-Wolf.
Wolf?
Yeah, wolf. Wolf, wolf. All sounds the same to me.
I met some people that went to high school with Flatitude.
Yeah.
Just as boring in high school as he is on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Some things just don't change.
Yeah. They love them. They're...
Don't fix it.
Oh, yeah, they loved it. They loved that he's on the radio because it gave them hope. They go, wow, if this guy can make it on the radio with that... demeanor. There's hope for me to do whatever I want.
CD sales have been tanking ever since streaming became a thing, and soon, for the first time since 1986, we'll be spending more on vinyl records than we are on CDs. Because vinyls are cool again. Hipsters, Charlie, you not do vinyl?
No, I don't do
is
vinyl.
Is it just Anthony?
Snitcher.
Okay.
Yeah, snitches. That's the kind of thing he's
so
on.
So I just threw out so many CDs. I mean, I can't tell you hundreds of CDs.
Oh, why? Why'd you bring those in?
I wonder.
Give them to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you like CDs, right?
You mean CDs nuts on your mama's mouth?
On mom's mouth?
I mean, I don't know if CDs will come back, but I'm just like, I can't handle it. I just, because I've worked in radio
for
so long.
Someday will people have this nostalgia for
cassettes
CDs?
Are back.
They already are. Like, yeah.
CDs, the quality is...
Pure.
Yeah.
Yeah, 80s Dave's always like, bring in your tapes. Do you have old tapes? I'm like, yeah. It's like, I'll buy them off of you.
Yeah, cassettes are making a comeback.
Why?
I don't know.
He just likes them.
This is people that just have too much time on their hands to try to make stuff cool again. Like, this is... Horse and buggies. Are those going to make a comeback?
Oh, yeah.
Stop driving your car in. I'd like to take a carriage.
Driving one of those?
Yeah. I can see DC-6 and Dabble and Comets making a comeback properly, too, if that, in that matter. Early airliners, Doogie. The De Havilland Comet was the first jet-propelled airliner. It was designed and built in Britain by the De Havilland Company, and the Douglas DC-6 was very popular.
That was the shizzy on.
De Havilland these nuts on your face?
Whatever.
That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Radio Station. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Excited because the show is expanding to a bunch of new cities. The rest of the crew is busy researching the age of consent in those states. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're going to wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus. We'll give some stuff away as well. Megan in Mansfield, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Megan.
What's up?
Hey.
So, Shakira is actually, like, a really big artist overseas. Like, she has a ton of songs in Spanish. I used to listen to it when I was in, like, elementary school. She has, like, mass amounts of songs that are popular overseas, just not so much here.
Yeah, I believe you. And someone pointed out to me that the Super Bowl is in Miami this season. And so they say it's going to be filled up with a lot of the Latino acts. Pitbull, he's got to perform there, right? Because isn't he from Miami? He's Mr. Miami, Mr. right?
305.
Yeah, he's got to be there. Maybe Flo Rida, maybe he's got to be there.
But Pitbull has way more hits than her. I can see him doing it.
But I could see the NFL going, we need to expand into Latin America. And we want... I don't think they're really going to get into the NFL in Latin America. They like soccer.
Right.
That's their football. Football. Becky in Akron, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Rover.
Hi.
Can I speak with Doogie, please?
Well, you could if she was on in the studio. You'd be able to speak with her, but she's, you know, half-assing it somewhere. Yeah. There she is.
Did she leave? Yes.
No, she's back in. She run down the hallway.
Oh. Yes, I just want to, Doogie, I want to tell you that I commend you with how you, well, you do your commercials, and that I think you're doing great on your news. And you've really improved, so I don't understand why Rover's still bashing you over that, because you do it really well.
I could just read text messages. Let me just read you some text messages. For instance, the money for that University of Tennessee shirt is going to an anti-bullying foundation. It's on line two of article.
I said it was going to help people.
Why would people wear a Browns shirt at a collegiate day at school? She is such an idiot. I didn't hear her say that.
I said university. I said Ohio State.
You said Ohio State, then you said Browns, and I was like, cool.
Well, that probably wouldn't be a collegiate day at an elementary school.
Yeah,
you wouldn't wear
a
pro team. Wait, hold on.
Is there more?
I got to get your sheet.
There's more. Hold, Doogie, there's more.
Jeez, Rover, come on.
The woman in China who gave birth at the age of 73 that Doogie said... That's the oldest woman not to give birth, the oldest one to give birth to twins.
Oh, it's twins?
China. Twins. That's she missed that in the article.
I thought she said India, too.
Or wherever it was. Okay. India, China, I don't know, wherever the hell it was. So, Becky, there you go.
Well,
those are the
let me ask you a question. You usually roast the people that you work with. Someone needs to roast you.
Okay,
I mean,
have at it.
Somebody needs to step up and roast you.
Go for it.
Right?
No,
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm talking about
go
people
ahead.
To work with.
Come on.
No, because you'll probably get mad and hang up on me.
No, the forum is yours. We all bust each other's balls here. Trust me, I get my balls busted.
I wish I could hear more of it.
All right.
I really do.
Doogie's just yelling in the hallway.
Yeah, Doogie's yelling in the hall because she's out there. You know, she's not in the studio.
Job.
She should be in the studio. You shouldn't be yelling down the hallway. You should be in the studio. And I'm working. Oh, she should have done that during the commercial break. But all right, Becky, thank you. I appreciate it. Here comes Doogie. Franklin writes, what is your issue with Miami, Rover? Please let us know. What do you mean, what's my issue with Miami? I don't know what they mean by that.
You want to live there.
Yeah, you always...
I think Miami is great. I love Miami. Someone came up to me yesterday at tailgating, and they go, why were you talking... Or they said to B2, and then they said it to me later. Why were you trash-talking Medina Square? Which is... sort of close to where I live, I guess. But it's like this old public square kind of thing in this little suburb out here where all the buildings are 200 years old. And I guess because I said, I don't know how these places stay in business. Like all these shops, they have these shops and it's like these little...
Like a candle shop?
Yes, but they're only open for 4 hours a day. And and when they are open, there's no one in there. Like, it's, I do not know how they stay in business. I went into a wine bar there last week on a Tuesday or whatever day it was. We went out to eat. There was no one in the restaurant, really, where we ate. Then we went into this. I go, I want to see what this wine bar is all about. We're the only people in there. Literally the only people in there. And I asked, I go, how do you guys stay in business? She goes, I get, it's more busy on the weekends, I guess. And, okay. But I wasn't trash talking it. I like that place. And B2 tells this lady, I'm never going to live this down, that she goes, no, no, Rover loves that street. He calls it the cute street. And now the, and then the woman comes over to me and she's like, you call that the cute street? What are you, a pussy? Cute? I know, I shouldn't, I would never do that around you guys. Males should not use the word cute.
That's a snitzer move.
It is. But it is, it's a cute street.
I've been on that street, very cute.
No,
I don't remember you trash talking. I remember you saying there's not a lot of people there.
I don't know how they, yeah, I don't know how they stay in business. I think it's has a lot of potential. That
yeah, I think I went to the burger place that's there before and it was really good, but there wasn't, it wasn't packed or anything.
Yeah, I think they could put some things down there that draw some people. It's kind of a cool little area, not far away from my house. I like it. I wasn't trash talking it at all. Dong Bobbler says, Doogie running slowly down the hallway in that double XL red hoodie was like the worst version of Baywatch of all time. Remember when they're running?
Pamela Anderson?
Yeah, in the red bikini.
Oh, it was so hot. Nicole Eggert, is that her name?
I guess, is that technically a bikini? I guess not, huh? Wasn't it a one-piece? Is it one-piece is not a bikini, right? Is that is a bikini just two-piece by definition?
I guess, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you know? Okay.
Yeah, bikini. Like a bicycle.
Well, what's the kini part then? If it's that's what it means?
Two kinis, man. I don't know. So that's just a kini, I guess.
Is that really what it is? It's a bikini?
I'm assuming that can't be right, too, so two piece.
So is kini piece in some other language or something?
I don't really get that from.
All right. Let's see. Doogie, what do I have to give away here? Caller 30 right now. 866-YO-ROVER. I will give you tickets to see The Black Keys with Modest Mouse. Monday, September 30th at Quicken Loans Arena. That's going to be a big show. And if you win these tickets today, you're going to be entered into a competition, a drawing, to win an autographed Black Keys guitar. Caller 30, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. The tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Well, you can win them right now on the show.
It says here it was named after Bikini Atoll, the place where nuclear bomb was tested.
In 1946, because of the supposed explosive effect created by wearing a bikini.
Nice. Learn something new every day.
Wow.
Wait, so Spencer is totally wrong.
Totally wrong.
100% wrong. Totally wrong. Really,
like,
sure
I said, I learn something new every day.
Yeah. You also spread a lot of false information every day.
But I'm man enough to accept my shortcomings and learn.
It's all right.
It sounded like he
was. Like he was right.
It sort of made sense, but then when you delve a little further into it, the bi part made sense. It's two pieces, but what bikini? What's the kini part?
Yeah.
Well, I just got an update about something.
What's that?
Remember that video we played last week?
Which one?
The listener had sent in this video of this guy getting ran over.
Oh yes, yeah. I think we. Did we play it during the show?
Yeah, we played it during the show.
Yeah, that was insane. So a guy sent in a video, in case you missed it last week, guy sent in a video. It was his doorbell cam. Heard a big commotion outside. Or maybe he was taking it with his cell phone. I don't remember. I think it was doorbell cam. So heard a big commotion outside. And this video that he pulled was of either a road rage incident or a drug deal gone bad where cars were chasing each other, crashing into each other, and then the one guy gets out, grabs a big rock.
Gets out of a minivan.
Gets out of a minivan, grabs a big rock, tries to throw it at the other car. That car then runs the person over. And then just sits the car on that person, crushing them, and then drives off over them. And that guy was taken to the hospital. And what is your update?
Okay, so this is just, I'm not sure if this is 100% sure, true, but this is what he's saying. The guy that filmed it. He says he got an update from the guy getting hit. He apparently stole Coke from that woman. He was stealing Coke. There was 9 kids in that minivan.
Oh, my God.
At the time. And now the guy is paralyzed from the waist down.
Whoa! Oh, God. No kidding. Paralyzed?
Yeah.
Wow.
And 9 kids in that van.
It didn't look like it was full of 9 kids.
Let's see.
Maybe they were low in the seats, car seats.
What day was that, Charlie?
Oh, I'll try to find it.
How did he get this update? He didn't get it from that guy that was hit, right?
Not sure. He didn't explain how.
Roll your windows up, man.
What do you have coming up on the aftermath?
We'll recap tailgating yesterday. We'll talk about Doogie almost calling an ambulance for her sister. And we'll talk about the package Jeffrey received from the Akron Beacon Journal. All that and more coming up on the aftermath.
All right, if you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live. That's at roverradio.com. You can use the app, you can use the website.
You had a ton of really good tailgating emails, too.
You want to read those, then, yeah. Dushy? I think that's a hint that she wants me to read these.
No, there was some fun. People had a blast.
I had a blast, especially when I walked on the bus, drunk as hell, and who do I see sitting inside the bus, which you haven't mentioned yet?
Who?
Geraldo.
Oh, Geraldo Rivera.
So I'm drunk, and I get on the bus, I'm just going to go get another White Claw, and then I'm like, what's this mustache guy doing on the bus? And then I'm like, I have to get out of here really fast. But Geraldo's very nice, and he's like talking to me, and I'm like, I can't. Oh, I'm too drunk to be talking to
Charlie was loaded. I was just waiting for him to say or do something really stupid.
You got
stupid.
AIDS blood, Geraldo.
That's what he told me. He goes, I got to get out of here before I say that.
I whispered that to Snitzer. I said, we're 2 minutes away from me asking if he has AIDS. I got to go. But he was really fun. He was actually
super
a blast.
Nice.
Yeah, Geraldo was a nice
he was slamming White Claws. He was having a great time.
Geraldo and his wife. And I can't get out of interview mode.
No, you were.
Geraldo laughed. He laughed because he's like, wow, that's a good interview question right there. Because I'm just grilling. It's in my DNA. I can't help myself.
Yeah, it was a full interview when we walked on.
So with no mic. I'm sitting in a seat, and Geraldo and his wife are across from me. B2's next to me. And I don't even remember what question it was that Geraldo laughed at, but I think one of them was, so Geraldo is much older than his wife, 36 years older than his wife.
She's super hot.
And she is pretty hot.
Yeah.
And I said, she had mentioned that Geraldo already had kids from a previous marriage, and the oldest one, I think, is like 50. Now,
older than his wife,
if I remember correctly. I don't remember the exact ages, but I go, I don't know how old you are. I go, how did Geraldo's like kids feel when he started dating you as a woman who's so young, probably younger than them? And that's what made Geraldo laugh. I just can't help asking questions like that. I'm very curious. Maybe we'll have Geraldo come on the show sometime.
Trying.
I would like to talk to him about all of his war stories. He was a war reporter. I didn't bring this up, but he was a war reporter, and I'd like to talk to him about everything that he has seen and everywhere that he has gone.
The vault.
Al Capone's vault? Yeah.
You always talk about...
Oh, man, I was probably like 10 years old when he opened up Al Capone's vault. I believe I begged my mom to stay up late.
It's going
to
be great. We got to watch him open this.
We can't. Yeah, I'm watching it on TV. I'm like, you can't, Mom. You can't make me go to bed now before they open up Al Capone's vault and we see what's inside. And then they open it up and there's nothing inside.
You wish you were sleeping.
Just rubble and one empty bottle.
How did they not open it before just to make sure?
Well, the lesson learned on live TV, Charlie.
Okay. Let's not forget, Rollo had his own talk show, and there was the big chair throwing incident that, you know, he and he showed him all bandaged up because there was a big chair throwing thing that happened on his show.
Yeah, I do remember that. Was it Nazis or something?
Yeah, I think it was Nazis or Ku Klux Klan or something like that. Yeah. So that made for good. That's why I think they got the idea for doing the Jerry Springer show like that.
That's how he met his wife. Not on that show, but one of his other shows. She was a producer of that show.
Yikes.
And I told Geraldo, I said, it's a good thing you started dating her 20, 25 years ago. Because that wouldn't fly today. Hashtag me too. Mm. You're dating I mean, seriously, that wouldn't fly today. You're dating essentially a subordinate who's 36 years younger than you. Try that these days. I'd love to see some anchor or television personality try that now. They'd be all over it. Oh, he's in a position of power, and he's using his... It's like, look, the chick knows what they're getting into. What is she, some helpless woman who I don't know what I'm doing. Help me, help me. The girls know what they're doing. If they're dating someone, it's up to them. But it's not politically correct these days. Eric writes, Rover, I've been thinking about sending this message for a long time. After watching the Friday leftovers with the body cam of Nads getting arrested, it was now. I found the show in 2013. I was instantly hooked. At the time, I was drinking an 18-pack of Budweiser every day for the previous 7 years. Long story short, on March 2nd of 2016, I decided to quit cold turkey. That meant I had to be hospitalized for alcohol withdrawals because, unlike other drugs, death is possible. Part of my early recovery days included zero social media and avoiding Rover's Morning Glory for well over the first year. Nads, if you are hearing this, it's the best piece of advice I can offer. By the way, Rover, I always agree with you. 100% drug addiction is not a disease. It's simply a matter of willpower. Yes, I think a lot of people are depressed watching that body cam video. If you subscribe to RMG Plus, you can go back and watch Friday's show of The Leftovers. Charlie, have you spoken to him? Will you pass along a message next time you speak to him that I hope he is... I did think about that Friday after the show. I hope that he's... I thought about him yesterday as we were tailgating because a couple of people brought him up to me who are RMG Plus subscribers who watched that. They asked my opinion of that. I offered it to them, and I've said it's a very unfortunate situation. The guy had a lot of talent, has a lot of talent. I think he's a very funny guy, Nads. Man, I don't want to see him throw that all down the drain. So will you pass that message along, Charlie? You want to word that?
Better coming from you. You can just text him.
Yeah, I'm not going to
do that. Yeah, you got his number.
I don't like doing that kind of stuff.
Just call him today.
Just give him a phone call. Go between.
Yeah, he would like it.
If you're listening, Nads, Rover's going to call you at 5 today.
Let's see here. Jay writes, Rover, I've been listening to the show before the WMMS days. You've all been a huge factor in getting me through the last 2.5 years. I was diagnosed with stage 3 testicular cancer back in April 2017. After 4 rounds of chemotherapy and 3 surgeries, one to remove my right testicle, and 2 major ones called a retroperitoneal lymph node dissection, I'm cancer-free. Every day in the hospital, I would listen and watch or watch RMG TV, and it would instantly put a smile on my face. Even before my surgeries, the doctors would ask if I'd like to listen to some music before they put me under. All 3 times, I told them to turn on Rover's Morning Glory. It calmed me down and made me forget, even if just for a few minutes. Sunday in the Muni lot was the first time ever that I got to see and meet you in person. It was just before the game, and everyone was packing up, but you took the time to say hello. You got a picture with me. It absolutely made my day. Thanks again, and I look forward to the show every morning while I'm at work. P.S. B2 is one sexy woman. Good job. P.S. If you had the option to get a prosthetic testicle to replace the old one taken out, would you get one?
So either having one nut or 2, get a fake one?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's easy. You get a fake one.
My friend had this. He has a fake nut.
Yeah.
He said, I decided not to. When I'm railing my girlfriend from behind, the slapping action with my remaining left nut hits her little man in the boat just right. She can't get enough now.
Interesting. But if you have 2 of them, though, then 2 are hitting up.
No, this one must be just lower, right?
Direct hit.
Yep, direct hit. So maybe this could start a trend of men removing one testicle voluntarily in order to please their women. He also said he sent some pictures of his scar before and after. Ooh, look at that. Man, oh man, that's a huge scar. Wow. Oh, man. That's for testicular cancer?
The other one, the second thing that he mentioned, I think.
Oh, the lymph node thing or whatever? Wow.
Something.
If you're going to have a scar, that's a good place to do it because, you know, you don't see that. There he is in the picture with me. He's got his shirt on and you would never know. Better than, you know, your leg or your arm or something that he might show to people more. Mark says, yo, Rover, we were happy to see you guys at the Muni lot. My friend Scott was very amused how much Snitz liked his Switch backpack.
It was very cool.
Jeffrey gave us his famous yaw sure line when we asked him to take a picture. And yeah, I was pretty sure you were going to kidnap my girlfriend by how obsessed you were with her. Maybe a threesome because my dad wouldn't leave you alone. Here is pictures of, that must be his.
Trying to have a threesome with?
Yeah.
I think cool. That's his dad, oh, I okay. think.
Her?
And then there is his girlfriend. No. I remember her. No, she was telling me story, if this is the same girl.
You said you were trying to get a threesome going.
That is what the email said. Yeah. It kind of said you were obsessed.
She probably walked away and told him. I think that's the same girl. She was telling me how, I don't know if that's the same girl now that I think it is. If that's the same girl, she was telling me how she started listening to the show when she was 13 years old or 14, something around then. And she said that she was got into high school, junior high and high school, that she was in all these advanced honors classes and everything, but she didn't want, she couldn't stop listening to the show. So she would sneak into the bathroom and just listen to the show in the bathroom for like, she'd just skip class and listen to the show. Sometimes just skip school and listen to the show.
And she's that smart where she was could totally not, fine?
Well, that's what I was having the conversation with her about was,
how do you get caught up?
I told her that it's probably because the smarter you are, the less interested you are in school because they're teaching you stuff you already know because you're a smart person. You're not challenged the smarter you are. So that's what she loved Dare Dieter back in the day, Dieter?
I think I talked to her, I think.
She could not stop listening to the show, especially on Dare Dieter days. She had to skip class.
Thanks.
And she wants to have a threesome. No, I'm just making that up. Steph writes, I had a great time at the tailgate. I love seeing Charlie and the whole crew. My friend had the JLR Poon Posse shirt, which made Jeffrey follow her around all morning long. Thank you for the fun time.
She was hot.
Yeah, a girl showed up. We had an old school Poon Posse shirt, and she was wearing it. Remember when Jeffrey used to have the Poon Posse? Yeah.
For a second, I thought, were you one of the original girls?
I think she just bought the shirt online.
And then I remembered. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, we put those on sale, and Jeffrey used to have this gaggle of women that would... It was so weird. It was almost like in wrestling when they enter the arena on camera and they have like all these women that are escorting them to the ring or whatever. And that's how he used to travel around in public.
Right. Go to bars.
Yeah, he'd go into a bar and he'd walk in and they'd be locked arm in arm through the door of the bar. And he's just got all these girls. And these girls are like making out with them and stuff. And it was bizarre.
That was like 6 years ago.
And ate tonsil hockey yesterday.
Oh, there's this one. We were at this one place that has a rooftop bar, you know, and I'm just standing around, you know, we're talking and everything. Like, all of a sudden, this girl just starts playing tonsil hockey with me.
How long?
What? Couldn't be no more than 30 seconds.
At the bar?
That's a long time.
Making out with you for 30 seconds?
That's true. I mean, she was wasted.
Do we not have video of that? How does video not make its way to me for that? This was in public?
This was at the rooftop bar. I can't remember the name. I think
Velvet Dog.
Were you there, dear? Did you watch this?
I was there.
Did you witness this?
I can't confirm or deny it. I was just asking it, and he's pouring his heart out.
How do we not have video of this?
I don't know.
This person says that they attached JLR video, but I don't know what it is. It just says JLR video attached.
Yeah, I saw a picture. He was holding hands with girls. I saw that, but I'm like, do you want to see that again?
Full makeout?
No, she just stuck her tongue right down my throat like she was going to suffocate me with it or something.
She was looking.
I'll admit, I was already kind of lit too. So, I mean, you got to remember it's the alcohol in me.
Uh huh.
So, what is your wife going to think about that?
She hasn't seen it.
Peter, so you witness this. Was this the furthest you've seen him go with some chick?
No. Oh, okay. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, just sometimes they'll peck him on the cheek, but I rarely see a full-length 30-second makeout.
No, I've seen that.
Okay, you have. All right.
That's nothing new.
Jocelyn writes, "Yo, Rover, I just wanted to thank you all for being so sweet and kind when you came to the Muni lot. My boyfriend and I have been waiting to meet you guys. We are so excited to be able to finally talk to you. You're all amazing. You make our mornings better. Thank you for all the laughs. P.S. Special thanks to Jeffrey for showering that morning. Love you guys. Jocelyn, a.k.a. the girl who couldn't stop screaming and crying."
I remember her.
Yeah.
I've seen that before with Doogie. A girl will cry when she meets Doogie.
I've seen that too, yeah.
Actually, to see her.
Occasionally, it's very rare that it happens to me. But Doogie, every time we do an event, someone will break down crying.
Do you remember this girl, Doogie?
They meet her.
Yeah. We had her on the show. Yeah. We're on the air for MMS.
Jocelyn, I do remember. Awesome.
Very nice.
I do remember her, yeah. It's very rare that people break down crying. Occasionally, I'll get shaking. I'm so nervous.
Oh, yeah.
And they're shaking. But full on crying. All right. What are you, about 10 minutes away from the aftermath or so, Charlie?
Yeah.
All right, subscribe to RMG Plus so you can watch or listen live as they continue. And we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.